we go. Week number two of the high school football season is underway. We send it out to East Jackson High School, featuring Vanderbilt Lake versus East Jackson. Live coverage of high school football on K105.3 is brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and Elro Steel. Now to the press box with Captain Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Captain Steve Boyle, first mate Matt Lehman, as you were dubbed earlier in the broadcast there, J-Rod from the tailgate.
He said he was going to give me a nickname.
Yeah, first mate. Dang. First Matt. That's
first Matt.
First Matt Lehman. We'll work on it. I don't think it's quite there yet. We'll see what we have to do about it. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're here at East Jackson High School for game two of the Football Frenzy. Thanks for tuning us in. A lot of folks came out early tonight to get signed up for that Chevy Cruze, brand new, two-year lease from Art Main, and we appreciate them being on board. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers setting folks up with free hot dogs tonight. That's always a welcome sight. Matt, did you have a hot dog?
I didn't.
It's weird because normally when we go to one of these games, you're in the concessions getting nachos. You got some candy
I am,
for later.
But Taco Bell was on the way, man.
I see.
And I just had I just felt the urge for some Taco Bell.
It was time to eat. I get it.
You know?
Well, we want to thank Collins Brothers Floor Covering for being on board, our halftime sponsor. Stay tuned for that report when we get partway through this tilt. And Baker College, as we hand out the foam fingers before the game. So we see a lot of those foam fingers up in the air here at the broadcast. Family owned and operated since 1940 for Collins Brothers. Baker College, get started at baker.edu. And they're probably getting started here real quick. High school already in week two of the football season. And we're going to look at a tilt that I'm not sure where to put my expectations on this one, Matt.
Well, I think it's, I think maybe it's kind of two teams that are going in different directions a little bit. I think, East Jackson has been rebuilding. They were 0-7 in the league and 1-8 overall last year. But we saw them late in the year against Hanover Horton, and they brought up some guys, including their quarterback that's starting tonight, Blau. And they looked good. And they played Hanover Horton tough in that game, if you remember right. And so I think what happened was that they had some young kids. I think they did it. I think it was a wise move to leave them down, let them develop, instead of throwing them to the wolves right from the get-go last year. So
yeah,
I think it's a, you know, I think East Jackson, it's got a chance to be a little bit on more of an upswing, certainly for this year.
I say here we are just a couple years later, a couple years removed from East Jackson, not even fielding a varsity team.
Right.
And now here they are. It looks like a team on the up. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake, through no fault of their own, graduation happens. They lose 17 seniors from last year's team, a team that won more games than they'd won since the 70s and went to a playoff. Now they're looking at trying to reload from that.
Yeah, and I know that week one was talked to one of their assistant coaches before the game, and week one was a tough one. Springport, and they said Springport looks like a good team in the Big Eight Conference. But they struggled with 40-7 loss. So I think that they're trying to find their identity a little bit. But it's a long year. It's a long year. And, they got a couple of guys. We saw Poe last year. We saw Chase Pierce last year. They were key players in the Vandercook. So I just think they're going to lean on them a little bit to help this team.
Well, and you mentioned senior Chase Pierce. He's in the starting lineup, and they've got a couple of other veteran guys in there playing for him. Meanwhile, East Jackson only really has 1, 2, 3 seniors on the team. So while they've gained some experience and some veteran presence, they're still young,
but they probably have arguably one of the better players in the Cascade Conference in Kyle Curley. We talked about him a little bit last week, knowing that we had this game. And,
yeah,
he's a defensive end, tight end, running
big
back.
Big physical kid. Hey, why don't we take a three-minute break here on the pregame? We'll get back at it. Game time coming up quickly on K105.3's Football Frenzy Thursday Night Edition.
Go blue! Go green! Go gold tag flooring sale! Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown! Free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers! Go Gold Tag Flooring Sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end of the year projects, from residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel. No job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Vandercook Lake and East Jackson. Be sure to come out for next week's game with Northwest hosting Hastings. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to Vandercook Lake and East Jackson's football teams.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live, East Jackson High School, as the teams get their last instructions from the huddle. We'll go ahead and pinpoint the starters here for East Jackson. Junior Daniel Poole. We'll start with Colin Blau at quarterback. Zachary Seymour, a junior, number 5. Dylan Sheets. Jose Zamilpa Torres, I hope I didn't mess that up too bad, Tyler Panther, Kyle Curley, Dylan Panther, Rick Adams, Logan Ferguson, and Joseph Elliott round out the starters for Trey Coolbaugh's East Jackson High School Trojans. They will be kicking off to start the game. Chase Pierce, Nick Hamlin, Makana Canencia, Tyler Kilgrove, Bailey Maxson, Logan LaFave, Hunter Keys, Colin Cheney, Luis Cruz, Kyler Risk, and Dimitri Cohn. On the receiving team for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, as we're just moments away from getting this thing underway. And we'll tee up the football as we are coming to you live from the top of the press box here at East Jackson. We got the best viewpoint in the building.
This is actually a great spot.
And unimpeded view from all angles. We're very excited to be ready to go here. And back to receive for Vandercook Lake. We're trying to get a look at that number. It is indeed number 3, L.J. Harris. Deep, but there's a few guys back there who can end up with the ball, and we know how the kicking situation goes here in high school. And that one is high and right, picked up at the left sideline. And he's got some room to run.
Hamlin
will take it up to the 45-yard line. Good field position for Vandercook Lake to start with. Nick Hamlin, part of the starting lineup here for the Jayhawks, running back. And, you know, if you're looking at the East Jackson defense, you always want to kind of keep an eye on where Kyle Curley is going to be. He tends to take up a lot of space on the line, and he's powerful but quick, too. He goes at, they've got him listed at 6'6", 6'6", 285 on the roster there. That's a big kid.
They got him right over center right now. Let's watch him.
Chase Pierce under center. They send a man in motion. Fumbles the snap. Dives on it. So on first and 10 from the 45, Vandercook Lake loses one on the fumbled snap. We saw a few of those last week. And I don't know, Matt. I think that's probably just an early season kind of getting comfortable thing.
And you got 44 Curley over the center right there. It's probably easy to glance into his eyes. And you know.
Big physical kid. You know, he got into a little altercation. We were talking about a game we saw last year with them in Hanover Horton and Curley being a little over-aggressive. Got the quarterback after the whistle and almost set off a Donnybrook, but
yep.
They were cooler heads prevailed, and we kept out of trouble.
I think these two teams had a little basketball deal, too, last year. So I think there's no love lost between East Jackson and Vandercook, if I remember right.
That sometimes makes for a good football contest.
Sure does.
Guy in motion. Pierce back to pass. Out of the backfield is Hamlin. He's got some room to run up the right sideline.
Oh, another
turns it up in the middle, and he's got room. Nobody's going to catch him. That's not true. He does get pulled down at about the 15, but we got some a couple of flags on the field in the area where I'd expect to see a holding call. Big run there. We'll wait for the official ruling.
Nice play, well blocked other than the hold.
That stop was by Andrew Berlin.
And I am seeing the official signal hold on the field. Get those flags picked up, and that one's coming back.
Holding again.
See where they mark it at, because the flag came out during the play after he was already upfield for a few yards. Nice play, though, on the swing pass out of the backfield.
That was well-designed. Kind of took advantage of East Jackson's aggressiveness a little bit and kind of let him come in with pressure and then kind of a little screen pass and got him out in space.
And like you said, Matt, before we kind of see things shake out as to who's good in the area and who's not, you don't want to take that 42-7 loss at Springport too closely as to what it means for the Vandercook Lake team. Steve Wolven over there, a tremendous coach, and he's going to have them ready to play every week. As Vandercook Lake breaks the huddle now, second and call it 14 from the 41-yard line, their own 41. Pierce takes the handoff. Botched play, lost the ball, loose on the field, and East Jackson has recovered. So a couple ball control issues early for the Jayhawks, a turnover. And East Jackson will take over on the offense.
Well,
junior quarterback,
Curley is so disruptive in there.
Oh, yeah, he was two steps in the backfield.
He is so disruptive. And now they got to block him. They're going to have to block him with multiple guys. See where they line him up on offense now.
Catlin Blau directs traffic out there for the East Jackson Trojans. We got to see his debut last year against Hanover Horton. Played very well. Expect to see him an improved player. Three in the backfield. And the gifts to the fullback. And he plows ahead for a good 5 yards on first down. That'll send them into Vandercook Lake territory to the 45 for second and five. East Jackson off to a good start on the offense. 10:31 to go. First quarter. On K105.3, the Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. K105.3 is WKHM-FM, Brooklyn Jackson. And going that same formation, two wideouts. Gives to the fullback again. Plows ahead. He's got some room for a first down. Call it 7 yards, Matt. And
nice run. Good blocking.
Good power
nice,
run.
Nice, really, really nice surge by the offensive line.
Both of those early handoffs going to, is that Dylan Sheets, it looks like, out of the backfield. On those plays, it's kind of a clump of guys there, so it's tough to even see. Now, upon further review, I'm going to say that is number 36, Jose Zamilpa Torres. I'm just going to call him Jose so I don't mess up that middle name. They give it to him again off tackle this time.
Number 36, Jose Torres.
He finds some room again.
They just call him Jose Torres.
Then that's what we'll do.
Make it easy for us.
Jose Torres having himself a great early drive here. Vandercook Lake's going to have to find some bodies to plug up the middle there. That's where East Jackson's doing all their damage right now. And a second down and 6 yards after 4 yards on first down from the Vandercook Lake 34-yard line.
Yeah, Torres again. We got a flag coming in.
Torres again. This time, not a lot of running room.
I don't know if it was a hold or if it was a face mask.
Flag comes down. A little confab, and we'll get the call. It is a hold against the Trojans, so that'll move them back a little bit. Early penalties marring the contest so far. 0-0 our score. Stay tuned again for the halftime report. Collins Brothers floor covering. After the game, we'll name a Subway player of the game. And we'll do our best to bring you all the scores from the area tonight. A lot of games tonight, Matt. Kids, no school tomorrow, right? They have school at Concord tomorrow?
No school.
No school.
No school.
They got somebody in charge of watching the bus garage this weekend?
Well, you just got to... I'm kind of worried because I saw Officer Larry Jacobson. He's here with JTV, so...
If he's not watching, who is?
He's not watching, who is? No kidding.
There's a run. We didn't see many scrums like that last week. About eight kids. It looked like a rugby scrum battling for yardage there, and he's able to push ahead for about four. We'll set him up for second and third down. Or excuse me, third down and 13. I don't know what I meant to say there.
That'd be probably the opportunity to see Blau throw his first pass here in this ball game.
Yeah, very conservative play calling thus far for East Jackson, but effective, minus the holding penalty. Blau under center, two wideouts, and he'll actually pitch out, but we got a procedure penalty before the pitch. Daniel Poole would have been our runner. Instead, we get a false start penalty, and the Trojans once again move the ball back. So we're stuck right here in midfield thanks to a few penalties. Neither team able to really get any momentum going on the offense. And get them set up again. Start the clock at 8:08. East Jackson breaks the huddle. And this time, Blau is under center. Three backs in there with him. No wideouts. Play action. Out to pass. Had a man open the flat. Nobody home on the pass. A little overthrown and a little behind him. Had some pressure. And you can see Blau gets up with the shoulder pad outside of the jersey. That means the play ended roughly for him, but East Jackson on a fourth and long will look to punt.
Good stand by the Vandercook defense right there.
And the punter for East Jackson is Kyle Curley, number 44.
Big Kyle Curley back to punt. And we got Chase Pierce.
Oh, nice punt.
Back to receive. High punt. He picks it at about the 6. Nice juke move. Gets to the sideline. Gets over the 10, over the 15 to the 16. And we got some contact out of bounds. That's going to add a couple yards at the end of the play for the Jayhawks. A little extracurricular. And the officials trying to nail down who the play is going to go against. Oh, they set him out of bounds there at the...
Well, they call
I guess they gave him a few more yards than what I saw, but...
Well, then at Vandercook.
It goes against the running team. So they will walk that backwards. So Vandercook threw via penalties, making it real hard on themselves offensively. So they will get first and 10 from the 9-yard line. And, I mean, we saw how these penalties can really hurt a team like last week with Napoleon. They, you know, had a pretty good offense going on, but they kept, you know, killing themselves with penalties starting in holes like this. We'll see if Vandercook can knock off the mistakes and make something happen. Gives up the middle. Finding a little bit of room. Spin move over to the... Get him up to the 15-yard line. 6 yards on the play. On first down. Chris Poe with the carry for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Second down and 4 yards. Good work there by Poe. Really, he earned every yard that he got there. Breaking some tackles, spinning out of some grasps. Bandicoot breaks the huddle. Curley now set up as a defensive end. And on the give, fake me out on the handoff. The give's up the middle. They got a first down just over the 20-yard line to the 21.
Yeah, they like to move Curley around on the defense right there. You see him play in the middle a little bit.
Uh-huh. Just short of the 22 on the spot. First and 10 for the Jayhawks, getting a little something going here on the offense.
Kind of a sparse crowd. I thought we'd have a little better crowd here tonight. I think it's the home opener for East Jackson, I believe. I think last week's game was at Whitmore Lake.
Pierce under center. Pitch out to Poe, finding some room, run out on the outside. Tries to get to the sidelines, breaks the tackle.
Second effort
got him a yard or so, Matt, but he's going to be pulled down.
About five.
We'll call that the 26?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 yards on that.
27-yard line. 5 yards on the play, second and five. 6:24 to go first quarter, 0-0, still our score. And Vandercook Lake comes out. Double wing, two wide outs. Pierce under center. Runner in motion, gets the pitch to the left side. Not a ton of room, spins forward.
Had a couple.
Finds a few yards, short of the first down, but that'll be third and short for the Jayhawks.
Mark short of a first down. Just over the 30-yard
line. And
you're right. You know, you talked about week one, and
that's stopped by number 50, Dylan.
You really can't. You really have no idea what that means. I mean, you know, they lost. And I talked to members of the coaching staff before the game, and it said Springport's got a good club, you know, so it's hard to tell. You know, it takes you about two or three games in to really kind of get a feel for this league. And, you know, Whitmore Lake, you have no idea how good Whitmore Lake is. That was a close game.
Third down play, back to pass. Pierce finds it up, man downfield through his arms. He had a big game, turned a little too soon, didn't secure it. Logan Lefebvre drops the pass. Pierce under a little bit of pressure. He probably could have run for the first down, but he saw a big play there.
The EJ defender jumped that route and came up missing on it. He catches that. He gains his, he made a score on that.
So that'll bring a fourth and short for Vandercook. A little bit of decision time. I imagine they go for it here on the short yardage.
Why not?
Big stand opportunity for East Jackson on the defense. And again, about fourth and one, Vandercook from their own 31, 30 and a half. Pierce under center. And Vandercook Lake will take a timeout.
Yeah, they were trying to draw. That was by design right there. Vandercook came to the line of scrimmage and it was trying to draw East Jackson.
Hard count them.
Hard count them. Good discipline by East Jackson defense.
And you know, you had the one East Jackson defender right over the ball, too, a chance where they might jump off sides, too. So neither one gives an inch. We'll take a 30-second break here on the first quarter during the timeout. Fourth and one when we return on K105.3.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Vandercook Lake on the punt attempt. I mean, I guess it's a punt technically, officially, but only good for about 13 yards.
Wasn't very long.
It's not a long punt. Forgive me for not having the quick subtraction skills, but we'll set you up here with East Jackson, first and 10 from the Vandercook Lake. That is the 44-yard line.
They got a couple scores on the out-of-town scoreboard.
All right.
West Parma Western struck first against Penfield. They lead 6-0. And Concord struck first at Homer. Concord leads Homer 6-0.
All right, a couple scores from out-of-town.
Battle for the brown jug.
There you go, first and 10. The give is to Kyle Curley, 6'6", 285. He's got a first down.
He's like Mike Allstott, isn't he? You're in good hands with Allstott. He's a big boy.
Like I said, he's not a slow guy. He's not a heavy-footed guy. He's just an athletic kid.
He's a good athlete. Decent basketball player, too. Yeah, he's...
Another first and 10 for East Jackson from the Vander Cook Lake, 32. Blau handles the snap, gives to Curley. This time he's got about four, five, six Vander Cook Lake defenders pull him down. No room to run on that play for Curley. Snuffed it out real quick.
A little extracurricular downfield. The official had to go step in.
Those wide receivers, when they run downfield and block, they can be nasty about it. Second and 8 for the East Jackson Trojans. Just a few inches shy of the 30-yard line here. K105.3 Football Frenzy Thursday edition. Got a beautiful rainbow off in the distance, Matt.
Yeah. Must be raining over there.
Pitch out is to Daniel Poole, and he's met for a loss.
And that pitch is to number 2, Daniel Poole.
Great open field tackle there, and he had help afterwards. So the second and 8 play turns into a third down and 10 play for East Jackson. And on this third down and 10 play, East Jackson Trojans. Blau under center. And gives up the middle, some room to run for Torres. But not going to be enough for the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth and about 3.
Yeah, but that makes it manageable. That's a good play call right there.
Well, fourth down play to happen. We'll take a look at the B&G Landscape Weather Report, Matt. I'm seeing a 10% chance for precipitation. It really kicks up at about 9 o'clock to 15%. Partly cloudy skies. And like I say, we can see some rainbow off in the distance.
You mentioned you thought you saw a rain cloud, but...
Rain, yeah.
It missed us.
So we're good right now. B&G Landscape got mulch. There's a handoff on the fourth down. Goes to Torres again. Second effort there. Battling at the end of the run. It looks like he might have been able to fall forward for that first down on a 4th and 5. And they're going to spot him close. I think we'll get the chain gang out on the field to measure this one off. Very close spot. I don't know from here. Looks like he got it, Matt, but... We'll get an official.
It's close. Let's see what we got here. What's your prediction?
I think he got it. I think he didn't have it, and then he leaned forward.
Nope.
But the reaction from the Vander Cook Lake sideline is that it's a turnover on downs, and that is the signal. Because he was hit, and it looked like they were going to drag him down well short of it. And then that little second effort from Torres, I thought he'd gotten over it. The spot looked good to me, and... The measurement was just short inches. They come up just inches shy of a first down on that play. So turn it around. Vander Cook Lake will take over. They've struggled to get anything going on the offense thus far.
22 is the line of scrimmage.
Chase Pierce under center. Nick Hamlin behind him.
Well, Vander Cook's had a couple of opportunities for big plays. They had a drop ball, and then they had a penalty on a long screen pass.
Kilgrove in motion takes the handoff off tackle. Pulled down. After a couple of yards.
East Jackson, on the other hand, right now it's more, they haven't done anything through the air. It's been more running the ball, and I think in order for East Jackson to move the ball, I think they're going to have to see Blau, like we talked about last week. I think your quarterback's going to have to make some plays in the passing game to kind of spread the defense out a little bit.
Yeah, take some of that pressure off the run game.
Take some of that pressure off that run game, absolutely.
Too wide for Pierce. Two wings and one back right behind him. In motion is Kilgrove. No handoff. Pierce keeps it. He's got a lot of room. He's out to the sideline now over the 50. If he turns upfield, one guy to beat, and he didn't beat him. Pulls him down, but he's deep into
nice play.
East Jackson territory. Looked like a design run for the QB there.
And not until he reaches the 36-yard line.
And we'll see where they spot it. And, yeah, right at the 36. First and 10 for Vandercook Lake. Big play capability. Quarterback Chase Pierce. And he'll run to the sideline to pick up the play for the next chance here. 2:15 to go first quarter. We're still tied at Goose Eggs. And the K105.3 Football Frenzy, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Join us next week. We'll be out at Northwest. Hastings in town to take on the Mounties. And that'll be a Friday game next week. We get a timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well up here in the booth. 1 minute, and we're back in the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn. Your home for the Big Green Egg and 8 spas under $4,500.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Vandercook Lake back on the field here with a first and 10 from the Trojans 36-yard line. Kilgrove in motion. He'll take the handoff right in the middle, and he'll drag a couple guys ahead for about 3 yards. Maybe even got 408 on the spot from the official, but looks good. They're going to say second and 7 and spotted at the 33-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, it worked out real well.
This is perfect. Perfect weather. It's a little bit cooler. Light jacket maybe, but just a comfortable night for football.
And on second down and 7, Pierce under center. Kilgrove in motion from the wing. Pressure on Pierce. He throws it away on the run. It looked like he almost had a chance to complete that. Well, it looked like just a throwaway pass. Almost completes it there for a moment, but that'll bring up 3rd and 7.
Good pressure
for Vandercook Lake after a big play from Pierce. Stalling here in the first two here for the offense.
Well, Hanover Horton drives down the field for their first touchdown. Hanover Horton leads Michigan Center 6-0.
Another Cascades Conference tilt in the area. Out-of-town scoreboard.
Grass Lake 8-0 over Napoleon.
And we've broken the huddle here. Vandercook Lake now 3rd and 7. Split those wings out a little wider on the play, looking like a passing down, but he spread it out. Maybe a chance for the quarterback to run. And it's a delayed handoff. Oh, nice. A lot of room to run. Great play call. Nice juke move up the middle.
Touchdown.
And Vandercook in the end zone. Touchdown. Nick Hamlin on the carry. Delayed handoff. Well called and executed play by the Jayhawks to get in the end zone.
That was like an old Statue of Liberty play right there. I mean, it looked like it was a kind of a draw type thing. He went back and just kind of wrapped around, gave it to the running back, and he great blocking downfield, well-designed play. Touchdown, Vandercook.
A couple big plays get the Jayhawks into the end zone for first blood here. 1:16 to go first quarter, 6-0. Extra point attempt pending. Hold is down. Kick is low.
And good.
But still gets over that upright, and we got a 7-0 score. 1:16 to go first quarter. The Jayhawks strike first. We'll take a 1-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. Family owned and operated for over 70 years. 3 generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake, celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Matt Lehman, Vandercook Lake off the touchdown, ready to kick off. We'll tee it up, and this will be the first time East Jackson's returned any kicks for here in front of us, anyway. And looks like Jose Torres back to receive with Daniel Poole. It's a little roller, though. Won't reach the deep guys.
Uh-oh.
Tough picking it up, and Torres has to run up and dive on it. 26-yard line for the first and 10 possession here for East Jackson.
Well, you notice you see so much more of that squib kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think what it's by design. I think you're really trying to put the pressure on the ball handlers to make a clean catch on the ball, and if they don't, yeah, it's almost like an onside kick, and there's some teams that do it virtually every play.
Sure.
Or every kickoff, I should say.
Out of the huddle.
In that situation right there, you know, the rest, you know, ended up 26-yard line. No return, really.
Yeah. Handoff on the play. Daniel Poole looking for some room. He gets about maybe a yard. Not a lot of running room on that play. Vandercook Lake defense, pretty stout, the line. So call it second and, pretty generous there. They give them second and 8. Second down and 8. East Jackson breaks the huddle. 2 wide. 3 backs. Blau under center. Takes the pitch. Gives to Curley up the middle, and he's tripped up a couple yards on the play again for the big guy. And we'll put that at third down and call it a long 3 from the 33.5-yard line. East Jackson looking to get some offensive momentum going here, trailing 7-0. Time ticking out in the first quarter. They'll run one last play. Give us to Torres. He finds some room to run. He's got the first down. He's over the 40-yard line to about the 41, and that'll be a first down for East Jackson as we end the first quarter. 7-0, Vandercook Lake in front. East Jackson driving. We'll take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Alro Plastics, since 1987, and online at aeroplastics.com.
Bring the beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
The Boyle Matt Lehman at East Jackson High School. Second quarter just about to get started again. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Make it out to our tailgates. Gives you a chance to sign up. Get qualified for a two-year lease and a brand-new Chevy Cruze from Art Main. East Jackson with a first and 10. Still in their own end on the 41, but there's a dive ahead. And that's Torres again for 2.5. Second down is and a long 7. Torres has been pretty effective.
They've showed some effectiveness in the running game.
And they've lost a little momentum on the couple of their drives with penalties, but if they're able to keep that going, that push up front, they've got guys who can tote the rock. On second down, the give it is up the middle to Curley. He breaks a couple, drags a couple guys, and we'll see where they spot it. Looks like it's going to be right about midfield.
A little bit, about a half
yard. For a third and a half a yard, yeah.
About a half yard short. Well, he's a lug, man, I'll tell you.
Just kept the legs churning. Let's take a look. Got some out-of-town scores. Do we have an 8-6 Grass Lake over ahead of Napoleon?
Oh, Napoleon came back and must have just scored.
6-0 DeWitt over Grand Ledge right now. 6-0 Morenci over Hudson. I got a 6-0 Horton and center score. As the third down and a yard play, gives to Torres. He's ahead. He's got the first down and then a little bit more. Put him at the 45 of Vandercook Lake as they move into Jayhawk territory. I got 7-0 Mason over Eaton Rapids. 14. Oh, now an update. 14-6 Grass Lake Napoleon. And Northwest looks like 0-0.
Homer just out of town scoreboard. Homer just scored and got the 2-point conversion, and now they take a 8-6 lead over Concord.
First down for East Jackson, moving the ball here, early second quarter on the Football Frenzy, and they've got that spotted right at the 45. Blau takes the snap, handoffs to Curley, and they're right at his legs as soon as he gets it, and he'll still get 2 yards in the play.
About 2. Second down and 8.
So make it 2nd and 8. Officially. Unofficially, well, whatever.
Both teams very conservative right now. You know, it's a... I think it's... Obviously, both teams want to run the ball and try to avoid turnovers. And, you know, I think they're not really... Doesn't appear to be real confidence right now at the quarterback position.
Blau with a pitch out to Poole. He's got a lot of room around the right side. He's got the first down. He's at the 30, the 20, out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. There's a big play for Daniel Poole. Showed a little bit of speed to the outside. Well-blocked play. And East Jackson's got something going.
It's look like a what we call the old quick pitch right.
Creative name.
Quick pitch right. That's what it was, man.
Pretty good, pretty descriptive to the play call there. And they do give him just inside the 20-yard line. This will be first and 10 from the 20 and a half, or 19 and three quarters.
Of course, some of these plays are, you ever looked at when they call a play, and it's...
the lingo. Fumble on the play, and it looks like the Vandercook player leaped on it. So
we'll see what happens there.
After a big play. Turn it over. Vandercook Lake ball. I don't know if the mistake was in the exchange or just a bad handoff.
Just a bad handoff.
So Vandercook Lake takes over from their own 19 and three-quarter yard line. First and 10. They score on their last possession, leading 7-0. 9:39 to go here in the second. The K105.3 Football Frenzy, your opportunity to get signed up for the Chevy Cruze is coming on today, but join us next Friday at Northwest High School. We'd love to have you get qualified. I'm expecting information at any time as to who got qualified today. Handoff and well defended by East Jackson. We get a flag on the play. I don't know what that's going to be for. Maybe a face mask from that scrum, but they popped him for a good 3-yard loss on that one.
Now if it's... It's on Vandy, it's a good chance. East Jackson will decline it.
Michigan Center leading 7-6 now. And Adrian Madison 12-0 over Onstead. And they did get a face mask. I figured when they had that, I saw only one Vandercook guy and about six EJ guys. And when that flag came out, it looked like maybe somebody got the mask. So they'll walk it off. It's not a serious face mask penalty. They give him five. But that'll set them up instead of second and 13 of a first and eight. Kyle Curley sets up right over center. That's an intimidating presence to have directly across from you. You got to snap the ball, get that head up, and get that helmet into his chest. Pierce Knorr to go with the ball, keeps it. And he'll take it over the 25. Make it second and five. Four and a half. Am I being too precise on these yardage numbers, Matt?
No, you're doing well.
All right, thanks.
You just feel like this. These are really two evenly matched teams. They really just seem that way. And I think East Jackson is just has made a couple of mistakes here, and they're in drives that drive killers.
Yeah, the Jayhawks have had the advantage of making just those couple big plays. That's really the difference. Two huge plays, really.
Yeah,
but got them in the end zone.
Yeah, the other thing you wonder. I mean, there's. You know, I think Vandercook, one thing that they've done is, you know, I know they lost last week to Springport, but they've kind of established a winning tradition.
Sure.
And East Jackson has not. And I noticed a couple of times, you know, that fumble on that last play, you looked out and you saw some guys hanging their head a little bit. And I think that's something that you have to learn how to win a little bit and be able to handle some, you know, adversity.
Sure. Poe took the handoff on that play for Vandercook. Goes nowhere. Kind of get the sense that, at least on this possession, East Jackson's kind of got a rhythm with the Vandercook offense. They kind of got a handle on what they're trying to do and are starting to sniff out a few more of these plays. Third down and call it seven.
A little spread here.
Out of the shotgun, Pierce rolling to his right. Flings it with the left hand.
Nice
off
deep.
The defender's hands, deflected, and that'll go incomplete.
Got a flag back there, but it's in the area of holding. We'll see.
Yeah, Pierce was well out of that pocket there. A little holding on some backside pressure, perhaps. 7:42 to go here in the period. And it looks like the flag is going to be a holding against the offense. And the penalty be declined. So that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and seven for the Jayhawks. And it looks like they'll send the punting unit out on the field. Number five, Zachary Seymour. Back deep to receive along with Jose Torres.
Great opportunity to get good field position.
It was 2 hours together. It's Torres. I can't roll the R. Can you do that, man?
No.
All right. So we're going to have to do our best. Good pressure on the punter. And it's a short punt. Received and...
Rod, he was kind of that ball. He just had nothing else to do but just catch it.
Yep.
Why not?
That was a net punt of about 9 yards, Matt.
We've had both teams struggling in the punting game here with a 13-yard punt and a 9-yard punt.
So East Jackson will keep that field position that they earned with their first big play of the game. See if they can't get some momentum back.
See, out-of-town score, where I see Penfield answered. They took a 7-6 lead over Western. 7-0, Harper Creek leads Jackson Northwest.
Union City 16-0 at Athens. Ball takes the handoff. He's grabbed right away, but he does get it away. He takes the snap and gets it to Curley, who battles ahead for about, I don't think you can call it 3 yards.
And
second and seven.
Into the first quarter, and Homer is up 8-6 on Concord.
Northwest trails Battle Creek, Harper Creek 7-0. Did you have that one?
I did.
Oh.
It's all right.
Makes me feel less cool. Second and seven here at East Jackson. Ball back under center, the Trojans. With 7:03 to go, trailing 7-0, gives to Curley again. Runs to the left just a bit. And that might have been Torres instead. Excuse me.
Brings up third down.
So that'll get us third and three yards.
I get the feeling sometimes. You know, those quick hitters right there to Torres and to Curley, I think they're, I'll tell you, it's almost like if you give it to them four times, they're going to get 10 yards.
Mm-hmm. Third and three.
I'd look for power right here.
Curley Torres pulled in the backfield. Pitches to Curley. Trying to get around the outside. We got a flag on the field. Curley finds no room to run. He might have lost about a half a yard on the play. And we're waiting on the official here. It's going to be a holding call. It's going to go against East Jackson, so that'll push them back.
Yeah, they'll accept that. I think you have to accept it because it would be fourth and very manageable at 3 yards versus third down and probably about 13. Well, they declined it.
So they'll bring up fourth and I lost the yard, so fourth and four, fourth and five.
I'm not sure how to decline that. So East Jackson, you know, I think it's a very manageable player. Timeout. Timeout, EJ.
Trojans take a timeout. We'll do the same. 1 minute break, and it's 7-0 Vandercook Lake on the Football Frenzy.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, Football Frenzy. Second quarter, 6:16 on the clock. Fourth down play for the East Jackson Trojans. Curley's going to come out and attempt a field goal. Put it down and not even close, but you go to try to put some points on the board.
I don't know.
Turnover on downs.
I think the chances of that going, kicking that field goal versus running a play, I would have ran a play. I looked out there, I was shocked. He's really going to try that field goal? That's 40 yards.
I figure you got a fourth and five play in your playbook.
Absolutely.
For just that situation.
Yeah.
Let's see. Qualifiers for the Chevy Cruze from Art Main for tonight. Stephanie Lewis, Tina Hayes, Greg Sawyer, Cindy Charles, Charmaine Baleta, Lisa Cohn, Darcy Webb, Richard McKessie, Melodia Fraley, and Missy Kilgrove. On first down, Pierce.
Nice play.
Not Pierce. Big play on the outside. A little bit of speed there. Logan Lefebvre on the outside.
I'm sorry. I still can't get over that field goal attempt. That's a head scratcher for me.
I want to congratulate Holly Washburn also for a $75 gift certificate from Lester Brothers on the pregame tonight.
Vandercook first down at the 51-yard line, as my Captain Steve would say. Canadian rule of football.
51.
51-yard line.
And they'll set up first and 10 from their own 49.
Sorry, man.
I don't know, man. Not everybody was listening that day when I made that faux pas.
You know what? That was classic.
Now we get a flag out of the backfield.
That's in the blooper highlight.
And delay a game against the Jayhawks. Oh, some cheerleaders running off the field. Was there a ponytail emergency maybe? Oh, maybe they play in the band. It just looked serious for a moment.
A ponytail emergency.
6:08 to go here in the half, 7-0. They were holding their ponytails, man. It wasn't a sexist. Pierce back, but he pulls it down and runs forward. He'll get to the original first down marker after the delay of game penalty. That'll set him up for 2nd and 10, again from their own 49, flirting with East Jackson territory. And this game's kind of settled into just a little back and forth. We had some excitement with the big plays from Vandercook to get them into the end zone, but they've kind of calmed right back into this little run here. And, you know, East Jackson had some momentum, and then they get stalled. So,
well, neither team, you know.
Play action, and, nice play. Pierce in trouble.
Nice play. Guess who? 44, Curley.
Kyle Curley is in there, but he wasn't alone. He had some assistance from number 25, Kyle Stevens, on the defense. And East Jackson has pushed the Jayhawks back to a 3rd and 20. And that puts them back inside the 40 to the 39.
Well, you know, the one thing right now in watching this game that neither team has done is really shown anything in the passing game. And I think that, you know, as you look past this week and you look at, you know, the Grass Lakes and the Manchesters, if you're one-dimensional against those teams, it's going to be a long night. And I think that they're going to have to figure out a way to really make some plays more in the passing game.
And before the snap, we'll get another flag, false start against the Jayhawks. So push them back a little bit further. 3rd and a mile. And I don't know. So you get these. You just keep seeing these penalties that keep just destroying these drives for these teams. 4:25 to go, first half, 7-0. Jayhawks holding on to a lead, but they've lost a lot of field position. They got a couple opportunities here to make it a little better. Pierce back to pass, almost trips, no real pressure, and drops it off for a short pass, but a lot of room on the screen. Turns it back into the middle, breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet. First down. Huge play.
That looked like the play that they ran early in the game. That they got the first down, but was called back on the penalty. That was another well-designed screenplay.
Logan LaFave. And just a shoestring keeps him out of the end zone. He was just kept ducking and dodging, folks. Finding a lot of room. He gets into East Jackson territory now. Put him at the 36.5. Jayhawks got something working here. Under 4 minutes now to go, first half. Runner in motion. Fakes the handoff. Pierce running away again. Rolling out to the right. Throwing deep. It's up. And
incomplete.
Two different Vandercook receivers trying for the ball. And they kind of, because they were both trying, neither one could catch it. It was right near the 2-yard line by the right corner. Just a step away from the end zone. But two guys going up for that pass. Two guys, you know, no reason why two guys would be that close together on a passing play like that. But it's dropped back to the drawing board. 2nd and 10 for the Jayhawks. And one thing I noticed, anytime Pierce does go back to pass, he's absolutely running for his life back there. Very good penetration from the East Jackson defensive line.
Well, that's why I think they've taken advantage of that aggressiveness, and that's when they ran that. Oh, that's another, that same play, that well defense though. They ran that same Statue of Liberty play that they scored on.
Delayed handoff. Trojan sniffed it out, Curley in the pile there. Yep. Bring up 3rd down and 12.
Exactly what it was. It's like a Statue of Liberty play. You go back and like you're going to pass the ball, and then you kind of wrap it around the running back, and so they got it. That's how they scored their first touchdown.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go, First half, 7-0. Jayhawks still lead. They've got the rock. 3rd and 12. From the East Jackson 38-yard line. Two wide receivers for Chase Pierce. Runner in motion is Kilgrove. Pitches to him to the right side. Dodges a tackle, looking to turn it upfield. And he's hit at the 35. Spins for a couple more.
Could be about 4th and 8, probably. 4th and 8 or 4th and 7.
This field goal range in this game. 2.5 to go first half.
You think? I love sarcasm.
4th and 8. Mark it at the 34. 33 3/4. A couple substitutions coming in on the defense for the Trojans. Number 60 into the tilt. Joseph Elliott, junior, 6'1", 240. Big kid.
Gurley's out of the game, too. Out of the game on 4th and 12 right here. Or 4th and 8.
Vanderkook spreading it out. Pierce out of the shotgun. Poe in the backfield with him. He's looking to pass. Slant. And it's bobbled, then caught. Oh, wow. Spin it around over the 20, down to the 15.
A little slant play.
This is a little slant play. And that is L.J. Harris. Not a big kid, 5'6", 135, but he runs that slant. The ball hits his hands, pops up. He's able to pull it in. And then lean forward. Gets himself some yards. They're inside the 15 to the 14. 1st and 10.
Clock's running.
Now under 2 minutes. 1:40 to go here in this one. The half. 7-0 Jayhawks looking to add to that.
Fortress from Western just ran one in. Now 13-7 Western. Oh, almost intercepted.
Tried it again. Nearly picked off. Another slant play to L.J. Harris.
Pass incomplete. Coverage by Daniel Poole.
Looks like Daniel Poole, the one who had a chance at that interception. 1.5 to go. Clock stops on the incomplete. 2nd and 10 for the Jayhawks from the East Jackson 14. Truly, I'd expect this is field goal range.
I don't know, they have a kicker.
Hey, 7-0 Lions over the Buffalo Bills right now. Final preseason
Lions
tilt. Can hear that on ESPN 101.9.
Man, they kill me.
Oh, man, I'm always excited.
East Jackson coaches, they heard the Lions. They same thing. It kills them, too.
Spread formation here out of the shotgun. And
uh-oh.
We get some, looks like maybe some motion. It is going to be a false start against the Jayhawks. Kyle Curley was all over that. He took his blocker 2 to 3 yards deep before the whistle called him off. 2nd and 15 for the Jayhawks. No time off the clock on that one. 1.5 still to go. First half, stay tuned with us for the halftime report, our friends at Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We can't wait for that. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
I got an update from Homer. The Trojans and the Yellow Jackets are tied 14-14.
Pierce out of the shotgun, finding some room around the edge, turns it back up.
Nice.
He's going to be close to that first down marker with 1:20 to go. On 2nd and 15, Chase Pierce finding a lot of running room out of the shotgun. And the spot is going to put him at the 5. And that first down marker is just beyond the 5, so I think they're going to set him up for 3rd and short.
Well, Pierce is showing that, he's the only returning starter, and he's really showing that leadership in this game right here. He's made some big plays. Yeah, big play in the passing game on that slant to Harris. And then right there with his feet.
Pierce takes the snap, handoff.
Touchdown.
And touchdown.
Is that Poe?
That is Jared Booth. Was that number 8, Jared Booth? Is that number 9? McKenna Canencia.
McKenna,
I believe,
Canencia.
I've got on that. So another touchdown for the Jayhawks. 13-0, looking to make it 14 with the extra point try. And the hold is down. The kick is up, and it's another low liner, but it gets over the gets over the crossbar. 14-0 as we're under a minute to go first half. And we'll take a one-minute break here as the Jayhawks score on the football frenzy.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, East Jackson's going to have one chance to put some points on the board here before we get to the halftime. 14-0, the Jayhawks lead after Chase Pierce took them from a, what was it, 2nd-and-15 deficit to a 3rd-and-short, and they ran it into the next play. Now they will kick off. East Jackson sends Torres and Poole back to receive deep. We haven't seen a kick go deep all day, and we still won't, but another low roller is going to be tough to handle for East Jackson. They have to dive on it again. 23-yard line for their first down. 42 seconds on the clock. Personnel changes on the field. East Jackson working from right to left on your radio dial. Trojans were they struggled last year, but you know, had some games where they were showing some signs, and they finally got a win against Athens late in the year.
You know, you're like the Harry Boyle of football.
Harry Boyle?
You know Harry Boyle? That's Bob Uecker's part in Major League. I mean, you just
was it Boyle?
Harry was it Harry Doyle or Boyle?
I don't know. You're the one who this is your reference, not mine.
You just got a lot of quick witted stuff that Doyle did. You know,
there's a handoff to Curley. Right off right tackle, and again they trip him up. You get to those legs. That's working against Kyle Curley on the running game. Is he's tall. He's so tall. He goes about 6'6". So get at those legs, and he starts getting that momentum, taking him down.
Hanover Horton holding penalty in the end zone for a safety. Michigan Center leads 9-6 over Hanover Horton. Out of town scoreboard.
A couple of fun teams to watch. We got time out of the field. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Again, stay tuned for the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. Matt, why don't we, during this timeout, take a look at the Tri-County Water scoreboard out of town. Let's see what you got. I'll see what I've got, and we'll compare. I've got a 22-6 Grass Lake lead over Napoleon.
I got Columbia Central 20-6 over Leslie.
At last check, Western 13, Battle Creek Penfield 7.
They did have, I saw Penfield had the ball first and goal on that in that game, so might have an update. Just about a minute left in that game, just before the half. Homer and Concord tied 14-14, second quarter.
Lions up 10-0 on the Buffalo Bills.
Adrian Madison, 18-13 over Onstead.
Oh, I didn't have Onstead with 13, so I'm glad you got that one. Out-of-town scoreboard from Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years.
There's a good one. Coldwater and Marshall, two of the top teams in that I-8 conference, tied 7-7.
Blauback to pass. He's got a completion. And he's turned up the sideline, steps out of bounds. Big play for East Jackson on second down. 23 seconds on the clock.
And Harper Creek 14-0 over Jackson Northwest. Nice play. We talked about Blau right there. Need to make some plays in the passing game. And nice gain, first down.
You know, and again, he's doesn't have a ton of starts under his belt, but he goes out of that in that play, and he looks as solid and confident in the backfield passing as anybody. And very precise there on the throw, and it turns into a big game for East Jackson. They're short of midfield, but moving the ball with 23 seconds on the clock. Blau takes the snap back to pass again, and he throws it deep. Not afraid to go to Poole, little contact between the defenders and the receiver, but it's over his head, not a bounds. Second down for the Trojans from their own 46-yard line. But that'll stop the clock with 18 seconds. Still a chance to make something happen here. Late first half, East Jackson trails 14-0. But they've been, you know, they've been right there. They haven't had those couple big plays that that Vandercook Lake has gotten that has got them in the end zone. Blau under center, three in the backfield with him, no wideouts. Pitches to Curley, looks to turn it upfield, slams into the line there. He'll take it forward for about 7 yards. And that'll bring up third and three. Timeout from the Trojans. 12 seconds to go here in the half. Matt, did you have another score update?
I did. Penfield scored on Western just before the half. Penfield now leads Western 14-13. That's your school. That's where your kids go, Western.
That's
right?
Where my daughter goes.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
She's about 11.
Okay. But if she could, she would, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know that she's not a big, she's not a huge athlete not right now. We're working with her, but
she a sports fan?
She's kind of a, I find her to be an artist. She likes music. She likes writing.
That's cool too.
Gymnastics. So
yeah, that's cool too.
When are we gonna get a Lindsay Lehman sports update from Spring Arbor University?
Yeah, yeah.
When the time comes.
When the time comes, absolutely. I was gonna see if maybe you guys would do some Spring Arbor games this year. Maybe cool. But we have to make that happen.
Yeah, we got to find some sponsors.
All right.
So we got a third down, and it's, I'd say 5 yards, really, to look at it, just over midfield. Blau back to pass. He's got two guys, open guy in the flat. Hesitates on pulling the trigger, and he's going to get pulled down. You don't have that much time back there, Colin Blau.
Yep, last play of the half.
That'll run the clock out on the half. 2-1, the gun sounds, and 14-0 our halftime score, Vandercook Lake. With a couple of touchdowns from, who do we have on those?
Well, Hamlin
and Carencia.
Canencia.
I wanted to give it an R. Canencia. Really, the offensive star, I think, has been Chase Pierce, but the touchdown numbers have gone to other guys so far for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. We'll take a two-minute break here on the halftime. Come back for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. On the K105.3 Football Frenzy, 14-0, Vandercook Lake in front.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no, try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt, made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken, raised without antibiotics, savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone cheese, plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail, the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway, fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Just finished high school and not sure what to do next? Or maybe you're just looking for a career change. It's not too late to register for fall classes at Baker College of Jackson. Classes start September 26th, where you can learn skilled trades from engineering to manufacturing and cyber defense, plus bachelor's of science degrees in nursing and several other health-related fields. Registration for classes ends September 15th. Enroll now. Learn more at baker.edu or on Facebook at Baker College of Jackson.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Bounty Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
High School Football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman from on top of the press box here at East Jackson High School, where the Trojans trail the Vanacook Lake Jayhawks 14-0 on the halftime.
I mean 50-yard line. This is 50-yard line seats. This is the best. I can't. Well, we're standing, so it's not a seat, but it's
right.
It's,
I mean, we have chairs. So I opted to stand, and I believe you did too. Yeah. I don't know if I guided you that way because I made that decision, but what a beautiful night. The Jayhawks haven't even gone to the locker room. They're just sitting in the end zone having their halftime meeting. Yep. Leading 14-0, you got to feel pretty loose and good about what's going on, and you want to just kind of do more of the same, maybe eliminate a few mistakes, and this is a 21-0 game, or even 28-0. Vanacook Lake has had opportunities, and they've hurt it with penalties, and
as has East Jackson.
And as has East Jackson, because it could just as easily be 14-14. Or maybe, 14-0 East Jackson. Just mistakes at this point plaguing both teams, and not in a...
I told you, I just get the feel, really, that these two teams are pretty evenly matched. I think a couple plays here and there. I think the difference, really, in the game is the quarterback play from Chase Pierce. I think he's been, I think Blau did have that completion here late in the half when they're driving. I mean, it was late in the second quarter, so they're trying to move the ball down the field, so... I still think if East Jackson is going to have some success in the second half and get on the scoreboard, I think they're going to have a little bit better balance and have some success in the passing game.
Agreed. I think East Jackson, to really get things going,
and
Blau
looks good back there. I mean, he looks like he can,
He looks comfortable.
He looks comfortable. He looks the part for sure. So we'll see what happens here in the second half.
Yeah, and K105.3 Football Frenzy. Again, I want to re-announce the qualifiers so far for the Chevy Cruze. Everybody who made it out today that got qualified. It is a good list here. Stephanie Lewis. We've got Tina Hayes, Greg Sawyer, Cindy Charles, Charmaine Baleta, Lisa Cohn, Darcy Webb, Richard McKenzie, Melodia Fraley, Missy Kilgrove. Well, congratulations to all of you for getting qualified. You got a shot at a 2-year lease on the brand new Chevy Cruze. It's a pretty little car too. I like that charcoal gray. $75 from Lester Brothers for Holly Washburn. So a big prize from the tailgate party as well. We'll do that again next Friday at Northwest with Hastings in town. Another Football Frenzy tailgate. Your chance to get qualified for the Chevy Cruze. For details on other ways to get qualified, visit K1053.com, but we'd really like to have you come out and enjoy some of these great high school football tilts. You want to do it early in the year, like a night like tonight when the weather is just
perfect.
You couldn't ask for better, yeah. I hesitate to say perfect, but very good. It's the, It's the Chamber of Commerce kind of weather. In the first half, we had scoring from two Vanacook Lake Jayhawks. What are the scoring plays today, Matt?
Well, Nick Hamlin on that little Statue of Liberty run, about 33 yards out, opened the scoring for Vanacook. They got the PAT, led 7-0. And then McKenna Canencia, the running back from 3 yards out, and the extra point again good, and it's 14-0.
14-0 Vanacook Lake Jayhawks on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. We'll take a 3-minute break. And we'll be right back on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Vanacook Lake and East Jackson. Be sure to come out for next week's game with Northwest hosting Hastings. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to Vanacook Lake and East Jackson's football teams.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. Family owned and operated for over 70 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake, celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown, free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers, go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the halftime report, brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family owned and operated since 1940. And it is a beautiful night here at East Jackson High School. The Trojans currently trailing the visiting Vandercook Lake Jayhawks 14-0. And let's see some out-of-town scoreboard. I've got Columbia Central 22, Leslie 6 at that tilt.
Homer 20-14 over Concord at the half.
As you mentioned earlier, halftime, Coldwater and Marshall tied at 7. Two real good programs.
Penfield 14-13 over Western at the half.
Grass Lake 22-6 over Napoleon at last report.
East Jordan 19, Meesick nothing at the half.
All right. Appalachian State 7, Tennessee 0 in the opening game for college football.
Saginaw Neuville 20, Bad Axe nothing.
last report, Lions here, still 10-0 over the Buffalo Bills.
We got we seen a Grass Lake Napoleon update here recently?
The one I just gave you.
I don't know
how recent that score was, honestly.
Well, I told you, East Grand Rapids 21-7 over Forest Hills Northern. Forest Hill Northern's coach is Matt Moffitt, the former coach at Homer. So they're down 21-7.
All right, so a few minutes still left here on the halftime clock, 14-0. Vandercook Lake leads East Jackson. It looked, like you said, Matt, early on, it looked kind of sparse, but I think the crowd's kind of filled in here. They got a couple different bleacher segments. I think some of the kids like to stay over by, away from the adults.
Yep.
Pretty good crowd going on over at the Dome concession stand here, and 70 free hot dogs courtesy Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers to start the concessions today. So,
I mean, I'm just kind of curious how come you didn't give me heads up on that before I got here. I mean, I should have.
It was disingenuous of me. I felt like.
Or wait,
like those are for paying customers.
Because I work for the corporation.
Exactly.
I didn't feel like a free hot dog. I see how you are.
All right. Well, as long as you see. That's all I'm concerned about. I just want you to know how I am. No questions about my activities or motivations. Turned out to be a really good night for football. The kids have tomorrow off.
Did you have that one?
70-yard fumble return for a touchdown. As time expires in the half, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton, 16-6. Go Cardinals.
Courtesy of Josh Burgett, JTV Josh Burgett. MIS Josh Burgett.
And
he's my boss. He's my boss when I work out to MIS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you're sucking up, I guess, on the radio.
That's right, yeah.
Well, we're here at K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station, the K105.3 Football Frenzy. It's Thursday night edition. Normally happens on Friday. Next week it will be on Friday. We're going to be at Northwest when the Mounties take on Hastings. What's Hastings' mascot? I don't even know.
Hastings.
You want to get a preview of Hastings tomorrow night. They are in town to take on Lumen Christi. And we'll have coverage of that on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. The award-winning football broadcast team of Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford Jr.
Jeez. Has our stuff been? I mean,
we haven't been. Yeah, we haven't been entered, so we have an award yet.
Because we're the second tier guys.
We're the B team. We
are.
We're not Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. We're the other guys.
Yeah, we're. Yeah.
I don't even know who. Who's the other guy?
Somebody in Gary Danielson or something.
You know what? I don't want to be the Joe Buck team.
No.
I don't enjoy Joe Buck's commentary. Hey, quick one-minute break to wrap up the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. We'll get back to second half action. Let's make it 2 minutes on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 14-0 Vandercook Lake.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no. Try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt, made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken, raised without antibiotics, savory Caesar sauce, and melted provolone cheese, plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway, fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our 3 offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Yeah, we wrap up the halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family owned and operated since 1940. The K105.3 Football Frenzy. Still a couple minutes to count down before we get the second half underway. 14-0 Vandercook Lake. In front of the East Jackson Trojans, Vandercook lost a lot of seniors following last year's very successful team, and it looks like they're at least part of the way around on the way to turning it back around. They've got some breathing room here against the Trojans. They've looked good at times on offense. Again, too many mistakes, but Matt, do you at this point still say it's early in the year? Maybe these are mental errors that you work out by the end of the year, or well, with all the off-season practice and everything to do to get prepared, should this be something that doesn't happen?
Well, it's a lot of guys who didn't play as much last year. I mean, you said with about 17 seniors?
Yeah.
17 seniors. So you got a lot of guys who probably didn't play as much last year. They're getting an opportunity to play. So, yeah, I think you're going to have this time of the year, you're still going to have some mistakes. And these are high school kids, too. Mm-hmm. And they don't – they're high school kids. They don't – they're not going to play perfect. So, you know, like I said, I'm – I think I saw a little bit here in this – in the towards the end of the half with East Jackson. You know, I'd like to see I think when Vandercook kicks off to start the second half, I think East Jackson receiving, right, in the kickoff? Who's gonna, who receives here to start the half? I think I'm pretty sure East Jackson
we
is
going
to get the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I really, matter of fact, I'd be willing to put a little wager. I think East Jackson is going to take and they're going to go down the field and they're going to score here.
All right, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm calling it. I'm going to put a drive together.
First mate Lehman.
Yep.
Making the call
right now. Prediction.
Prediction on the pregame or the halftime.
You know, I don't know. You ever get that? Sometimes you just.
Premonition.
You know, premonition.
Your gut, your instinct says yeah. They march it down. Yeah. We're glad to see it. It'd be interesting to see you. And I agree.
And if I'm wrong, it's just maybe something else in my gut.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you should have had a hot dog.
Yep.
But like we both kind of felt that East Jackson was a little one-dimensional, and they maybe need to think about opening it up a little bit with the passing game, at least make that a threat.
Why not?
To keep Vandercook Lake off balance a little bit, you know, you got a couple of guys in the backfield in Curley and Torres who showed that they can pound some stuff up the middle, but they also both showed that they can be shut down when all you've got to do is just load the box up and know that it's going to be a run play. 12 minutes on the clock, third quarter, just about ready to get underway. The teams take to the field. East Jackson back to receive. We'll be working left to right on your radio dial, or at least to our eyes.
Torres, Berlin.
Torres Poole back deep to receive. Now they'll actually switch ends. So now right to left, if you're looking at a radio, or if you understand directions at all.
You don't see very many radios like that anymore with the dial.
With the dial, yeah, it's unusual.
And it's impossible to get it to the right spot. Possible.
Or it will be there for a moment, and then, yeah.
Take your hand off it, and it, yeah. It's.
Yeah, digital radio is the way to go. Upgrade. I'm just recommending an upgrade. Maybe go HD radio. K105.3 has got a number of HD stations, too. HD1, yep. 2. 1, 2, 3, so. There's your kickoff. It is a low roller. And comes to a stop just inside the 20. Torres there to pick it up. He'll turn it up the sideline, take it up to the 30-yard line. So that'd be good starting field position for East Jackson compared to.
He got that ball, and he just measured the kid from Vandercook. He just went right to running right over.
And you know, the first couple of kickoffs that Vandercook Lake had, they kicked it that same direction, and there was an up man who had tried to reel it in. In this case, that up man just let it go past him. Torres picked it up, and that's the best kick return that East Jackson's had thus far. 30-yard line. Well, just shy. The nose is tickling the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the East Jackson Trojans. This is a familiar formation. Blau under center. He's got three backs deep. Heavy line. He fakes the handoff back to pass right away. Play action. Dodges a couple defenders into traffic. Threw it behind the receiver. Incomplete as he's pulled to the ground.
I like that play call, though. I mean, I like that play call right there. They came out and obvious run formation. Then ran a little play action off of it. Yeah, but Vandercook, good pressure.
To, get the really pressure
blow that play up.
Yeah, I just feel like Blau maybe needs to be a little more decisive on where he's going to go with the rock when he gets back there to pass. You're not going to have a ton of time back there. This time the pitch is to Curley, and he'll turn it up the middle. Runs over a couple guys. He's up near the 35-yard line.
About four and a half, five.
Four and a half is accurate, Matt. It's going to be third down and six. Five and a half. 14-0 Vandercook Lake. East Jackson looking to get something going on the first possession of the second half on our K105.3 football frenzy. Live from East Jackson High School. Everybody's down. Blau pitches. This time it goes to Poole. He's looking for a little bit of room.
Ooh,
dances his way over the 40. And that looks like a first down to me if the spot's good.
Looks like the spot's. Looks like referee Jeff Hawes down there, too. He's a Springport JV basketball coach. On the line right there.
Well, if you'd like to get involved with officiating MHSAA events, go to MHSAA.com. Is that the site?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, they are dying for officials. They really are. I got an alert today because I'm a basketball official, but uh-huh. I got a thing that they were looking for an official today late at Litchfield. There was one official short.
41-yard line. Handoff is to Poole, finding some room. He's got another first down over midfield, and East Jackson getting something going here with the little guy out of the backfield, Poole. The speed, the lightning to Curly's Thunder, if you may.
Like Warwick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
There you go. 51-yard line. Or 49. Matt wasn't... Didn't that stop being funny? 49-yard line. First and 10 for East Jackson. Blau gives this time to Curly. He's got some room. Pushes a guy down. He's got a first down. And he is pulled out of bounds at the 35-yard line into Vandercook Lake territory. That's the most room we've seen for Curly yet.
Nice little drive going here. Vandercook needs to continue with the play calling. You know, sometimes, you know, you gotta be careful not to outsmart yourself right here. You know, just keep pounding it.
Yeah, I think the early play action, the threat of that pass has, at the very least, given Vandercook Lake pause. Blau this time gives to Poole again, finding some room. He's slippery back there, and he's got another 5 to 6 yards on the carry.
Nice drive here and a little momentum.
The East Jackson running game hitting on all cylinders. They've really tightened everything in, no wideouts.
Ball marked at the 29-yard line. Check it down
and they're finding some room, making some holes. Daniel Poole, slippery back there running the ball. We saw him go heavy to Torres and Curly in the first half. Poole's gotten 3 carries on this drive and looking to make the most of it. East Jackson on 2nd and 4. This time they gives up the middle to Torres, and he grinds ahead. He's going to be shy of the first down, it looks like, but they'll have a 3rd and short. And the spot is actually a pretty good one, so they call it a long yard for them to get this first down. East Jackson with some momentum, and they just short of the 25-yard line as they work their way into Vandercook Lake's deep territory. 9:25 to go, eating up some clock, trailing 14-0. East Jackson with the ball and driving. Blau under center, 3 backs. Give is to Curly. He goes up the middle. He's got the first down. He's looking for more battling as guys continue to just kind of pound into that. And we had 21 guys involved in that scrum before they whistled it dead. East Jackson first down, and that's going to be at the 23.5 yard line. Trojans flirting with the red zone here. 1st and 10. Backfield lineup from left to right there. If you're standing behind him, is Curly, Torres, and Poole. And the pitch is to Poole. He turns it up into the line, finds a seam. And he's got about 7 yards on the play over the 15-yard line. They're going to spot that one around the 13. 2nd down and just a couple. They did move it back. They'll put that at the 15.
Excellent.
Really utilizing all 3 of those backs, and they'll stay in that same formation.
It's like they saw something at halftime, and they're coming out and really put together a good drive here.
Blau turns around, gives to Curly to the right side. He's got the first down. Tripped up, but he stays on his feet down to the 10. That'll be another East Jackson first down.
Once again, Mr. Official.
So they will stop short of the 10. So there's room for another first down here, 1st and 10 from the 11 for the Trojans. Curly, Torres, and Poole still in the backfield. Blau under center with a big front line. Turns around and gives to Poole. He slides it upfield inside the 5. pulled down short of the first, the touchdown, put him at the second yard line.
Close to the first down.
Wow, and Poole really finding those little seams there just enough. And he's hobbled a little bit as he gets up trying to loosen it up. So Poole's going to come out of the game. And they did spot that around the 3 yard line. Second and two for the Trojans. As Poole goes to the sideline, he's a little hobbled. Trying to stretch that knee back out. Back into the game to replace him, Dylan Sheets, junior running back.
Ball's about the 3 yard line?
Yeah, we got it at the 3 with 2 yards to go. They can get a first down at the 1. Give is to Curley.
Touchdown.
He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Big cow, Curley. 6'6", 285. It's a load to stop for 3 yards. Matt Lehman, or should I call you Nostradamus? He said East Jackson marches down and scores. They run almost 5 minutes off the clock.
Great drive.
7:37 to go, third quarter. East Jackson on the board. 14-6 they trail with an extra point pending. Nice start to the second half for the Trojans.
Well, I'll tell you, it just looked like they came out with a series of plays that worked in the first half that they felt a lot of confidence with, and marched right down the field. A little bit of Curley, a little bit of Poole, and a little bit of Torres, and that was it.
And the 2-point conversion is good. East Jackson on the board, and how? 14-8, they trail by 6 with 7:37 to go. We'll take a 1-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, my co-worker here, cheering the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Hey, baby, they're up 14-6 at the half against arch rival Taos.
That's way out of town scoreboard.
It is, way out of town scoreboard.
14-8, our score, East Jackson on the board here in the second half. Torres ready to kick off for the Trojans. It's a low roller. And picked up just over the 50-yard line. Put it at the 48 for Vandercook Lake.
Have you ever heard of Jeff Janis, wide receiver, Green Bay Packers? The guy that had the big playoff game last year?
Only because you told me about him.
He's from Taos. He played at Taos High School.
Oh, wow.
And the thing about it is Jeff Janis, as good as he was, they still didn't beat Whittemore Prescott.
Yeah, and he's still not as famous as Matt Lehman.
He's a Packer.
In the NFL, and he's still not as famous as Matt Lehman.
Yeah, he is.
The most famous grad. Who's the most famous grad out of Whittemore Prescott that you know of?
The most famous grad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have anybody? NASCAR driver or something?
No, I'd have to think about
Bass angler?
I'd have to think about that one.
All right, we'll work on it. Vandercook Lake ready to get things started from their own 48-yard line. Runner in motion takes the pitch to the left. He's going to have to beat it around the end. Good job. Nice speed. He does beat the defender. So instead of a 2-yard loss, he turns it into a 2-yard gain. And they're actually going to spot it over the 50. So they get into East Jackson territory. Call it 2nd and 7 yards.
Who was that? Was that Canencia?
I'm going to say that was Canencia, yeah.
Canencia.
I don't know if it's a Hispanic name or not. I mean, we shouldn't pronounce it that way.
Trying.
We do our best. We're just doing our best. To the Canencia family, your boys having a great game.
We're just the B team, guys, right?
Greg O'Connor would know that pronunciation if he were here.
Absolutely.
Second down and 7 yards from the East Jackson 49-yard line. The Trojans marched it down as predicted by Matt Lehman. Trail by six with 7:27 to go third quarter. A lot of time in this game for two, to this point, pretty even teams. Wide out for Vandercook Lake, Bailey Maxson. But the give is up the middle to Poe, and he shrugs off a couple tacklers, able to twist his way to a first down.
Tough run.
Chris Poe runs hard. 5'8", 175, they've got him listed. Not a huge kid, but he's got some quickness and he's got some toughness. Without a question, that's a first down for Vandercook Lake. And they've got them the 42-yard line. Poe goes in motion, turns it up to the middle, but the give was already the fullback, and he's already 6 yards into the play before I saw where the ball was. Well executed handoff. And a give up the middle to Nick Hamlin on the play. Second down and 4 yards for the Jayhawks. From the East Jackson 36.5-yard line. Clock running here, 6:40 in the third quarter. As dusk has set in, we're starting to, the lights are on. Temperature's still holding out pretty well, man. I'm not shivering.
It's supposed to stay in the 60s, so yeah. Be comfortable.
Give to Hamlin again. He falls forward, but they kept it. Chase Pierce, what a great fake.
Touchdown.
Nobody, me included, saw that he still had the ball, and he takes it to the end zone. From the 36-yard line, Chase Pierce.
Nice run. Boy, it's a good answer right there for Vandy.
And they put that score up on the board. Should be 20-8. Oh, it was a scorekeeper predicting the extra point. He was wrong. Blocked. So it should be 20-8, our score.
6:14 remains in the third quarter.
Now they're giving them extra.
Yeah, it's going back.
They got to go all the way through to get it back to the start. So after the touchdown and the blocked extra point, 20-8 our score. We'll take a 30-second break, come back for the kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Vandercook Lake leads East Jackson.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared. With help from Lester Brothers, they have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
6:14 on the clock, your third quarter. K105.3 Football Frenzy, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, East Jackson. After scoring 8 points, they give up six. 20-8, the score. Vandercook keeps their momentum and their lead intact. East Jackson back to receive. Poole and Torres deep. And the ball teed up. The kick is a low roller. And another mishandling. They dive on it. This time not bad, though. 40-yard line for East Jackson's starting field position. And Blau and the Trojans able to march it down on the first possession of the half. Put it in the end zone. They'll look to do that again. And Vandercook's going to have to adjust to East Jackson at this point because that was a pretty... You know, that drive lacked a lot of drama. They pretty much just took it right down
their throats.
Poole back in the game. Torres and Curley join him in the backfield. This give is to Curley. Missed the handoff.
Ball recovered.
And that's going to be Vandercook Lake ball. Nice job on the defensive penetration and diving on the ball. Big recovery for Kyler Risk.
Kyler Risky.
For the Jayhawks. So after a momentary change of possession, the Jayhawks get the ball back. They'll have it at the 35 to get their drive started. First and 10. Chase Pierce leading the way so far for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Probably the front runner in my book for the Subway Player of the Game. Stay tuned after the game. We'll name someone officially. Still a lot of time on the clock here. And, you know, a turnover could get it right back into East Jackson's hands real quick. That's why we watch the games. Chase Pierce pogos into motion. Pierce keeps it, looking to pass, but now he's going to run. Finding some room to the outside, and here he goes up the left sideline again. Oh, turns nice. It back inside, and he's brought down just outside of the 15-yard line. Chase Pierce continues to make his presence felt on the field. Big play for the Jayhawks, and they're deep into East Jackson territory again.
He's made some big plays with his feet and with his arm in this game. He hasn't thrown it much, but when he has, he's been effective. He had that slant play in the second quarter that really set up that second touchdown.
First and 10 for Vandercook Lake. They've got him at the 16-yard line. Pierce under center. He's got four wideouts. Spread things out and give it up the middle. And Hamlin ducks a few tacklers. Ball comes loose, but it looked like it might have been after the play was whistled dead. Indeed, East Jackson recovers, but again, I think they're going to rule that down by contact before the ball came loose. And they'll spot it at the 10-yard line. Second down, 4 yards. Second and four for the Jayhawks. East Jackson's going to need to make a stand here. This is a real big moment for the Trojans. You end up going down three scores. Pierce under center. Double wing. He keeps it. Running to the right. He's got some room. He'll race to the pylon.
Nice.
Sneaks right through the defenders and scores. Chase Pierce. Nifty run there. He was patient, found a crease, got past a couple of Trojans defenders into the end zone, and Vandercook Lake now in front, 26-8.
Is that about a 10-yard run?
Yeah, exactly 10 yards on that one, Matt. Right. Give or take an inch or two.
That was all set up by that Kyler Risky fumble recovery.
Point after attempt now being set up here by the Jayhawks. 4:37 to go here, third quarter. And they will not kick. This looks like a two-point attempt. In motion, Poe. Pierce keeps it back to pass, rolling out to the right, looking to the back corner. And passes and caught.
Two-point conversion.
Two-point conversion for the Jayhawks. McKenna Canencia catches the pass. 28-8. Now the lead for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. 4:37 to go. Third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
And there's the kickoff, a rolling kickoff. This time caught and picked up in return. Number 20 takes it up to the 45 near the 50-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. That is Dylan Sheets on the return for the Trojans. They now trail 28-8 with 4:32 to go third quarter.
All marked at the 47-yard line of East Jackson. First and 10.
First and 10 for the Trojans after a costly fumble on their last possession. They look to get some momentum back here. Now trailing by three scores. Blauback give his two pool. Running off tackle to the left. Finds some room. He's got a good 8 yards. Flag comes in at the end of the play. Looks like maybe a possible hold.
And hand off to number 2, Daniel Poole, but there is a penalty marker on the play.
And indeed it is holding against the Trojans. So good play, but they'll bring it back. And they're spotting it. And the hold. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. So they'll take them back to the 39-yard line. Their own 39. And they'll have first down and 16, it looks like. No. 18. Goodness gracious. So the penalty is hurting East Jackson there after a pretty nice run by Poole. Of course, you can make a case that he doesn't make the run without the hold.
Tell you what, he's ran the ball well.
They give it to him again, this time around the left end. And he gets some contact around the 45-yard line. We'll see where they mark it, but he's going to be close to the original line of scrimmage. But again, he's hobbling as he heads back to the huddle. Poole's definitely got some kind of an injury going with that right. Looks like the right leg to me from here, Matt. They actually gave him a really good field, really good spot on the play.
And that play down on their first touchdown drive, actually the play before they scored, he got clipped a little bit on the side, kind of hit him in the side of the knee.
Looks like that hit maybe aggravated on that carry. They give to Curley this time. He's into the line, and he's got some yardage going there, rumbling forward. So on the second and 8 play, Curley hauls ahead for another 5. Let's bring up third down to 3. Clock running now down to 4 minutes here in the third quarter. East Jackson getting a little bit of room to work. Find their way into Vandercook Lake territory. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Same formation. Blau gives to Curley. He runs it into the line.
First down.
Stumbling forward, leaning forward, continues to rumble. So that'll get him the first down, like you said, Matt. About 42. Player down on the field, Pablo Diaz for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. As the training staff comes out to see what's going on, he's rolling around. That looks like a man in pain, to say the least, Matt. App State now leading Tennessee 13-3. Tennessee's kind of a vogue pick in the SEC this year. People were liking them. And you know how, as Michigan fans, we know how Appalachian State can be.
It makes me cringe thinking about Appalachian
State. Just hearing the name.
You know, I know exactly where I was when that happened.
Yeah.
I was at a golf course in Gladwin, Michigan, playing golf, and we were following the game. And that was, actually, I was getting text messages.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you know, I won't tell you what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, we don't need the actual language because I'm sure
it was horrible.
Marshall now 17-7 leaders over Coldwater on the out of town scoreboard. Grand Rapids West Catholic 48-0 over St. John's in the third. Some way out of town scores.
Let's see what I got here. Grass Lake 30-12 on Napoleon. That is at the end of the third quarter.
I'd like to get some penalty numbers again in that one because Napoleon was another team where it seemed like they had some offensive things working last week and just penalties kind of shut that down. So I'd like to have those statistics on penalties right now.
Homer and
that score.
Homer and Concord. Scoreless third quarter, so it remains Homer 20-14 over Concord. Penfield leads Western 28-13. Whittemore Prescott 20-6 on Taos for Whittemore Prescott update. So what else we got here?
So the injured player is up off the field being escorted off by the training staff, but it doesn't look good for him to return today. And I don't know, it's looking like a right knee to me, Matt, or an ankle, just by the way he's gingerly making his way toward the sideline.
Got an update from Western. Steel Fortress to Raskowski. Must be Mark Raskowski's boy. PAT makes it Penfield now 28-20 over Western.
Fun tilt going on there. The Interstate 8. First and 10 for the Trojans from the Vanderkook Lake 42-yard line.
And Lindsey Lehman update from Homer. It's Homer must conquer just scored.
Pitch out to Poole. He's got a head of steam and some room to run. He's close to another first down for the Trojans. And I'm sorry, what was your score there?
I'm sorry, it was right in the middle of the play. 20-20. Concord just scored his 20-20 with Homer.
What a battle.
Fourth quarter. 11 minutes left.
1 yard shy of the first down.
Last year that game was 32-0 at the half. And it ended up 32-30.
Second down and one here for the Trojans. Pitches to Poole, looking for some room. He's got some room. He's got the first down. Now he's down to the 20. Lost the football? No. He held on.
Number two, Daniel, pull down to the
call it the 20. They're probably going to put around the 21, 22-yard line. But another nice run for Daniel Poole. He's really found some room here in the second half.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I really like East Jackson's running game. I mean, they really have a nice, you know, they got a kind of a smaller speed back. They got a couple of power guys between the tackles. This is, you know, what's hurt them in this game is, you know, a couple of some penalties and a fumble.
2:35 to go third quarter, 28-8. And the give this time goes to Torres. Not finding a lot of room, but he seems to always end up in the positive category when it comes to his carries. So he battles ahead for, we'll call it 4 yards. Put him at the 19-yard line for second down and 7. He's Jackson back to the scrimmage line, gives to Curley. He leans into that line. He's got a couple yards, but then he's pushed backwards. They pile right on to big Kyle Curley. And they're going to mark that one right at the, that'd be the 16-and-a-half-yard line. Third down and a long three for East Jackson. Gives to Poole. They're all over him this time. And he's going to get pulled down for a loss of a yard. That'll bring up another fourth down for East Jackson.
And Daniel Poole stopped for no gain. Fourth down.
Field goal range?
Field goal range indeed. I didn't see. Oh, here come a couple substitutions. Maybe they're bringing in the field goal squad. We got fourth down and 6. Long 6. From the 18-yard line. And now we'll get a timeout. Official timeout. Looks like Daniel Poole. Maybe a cut on his hand they're going to attend to.
He's got blood.
It's not Poole. Zachary Seymour. Junior running back.
I'm not sure. Did the guy identified with the blood have to come out of the game? I didn't see anybody
come
out.
I think he's out. It was number five.
It was five, okay.
Looks like. And he is holding his hand or his wrist. It's not even blood, just an injury.
Yeah, it looked like an injury, kind of an injury timeout by the official.
The clock's running now in the third quarter, 24 seconds. On this fourth down, sixth play. Blau pitches out to Poole. He's got some room. He can get to the sideline. Race to the marker, and it looked like he got it. First down. It's going to be an important spot where he actually carried out of bounds.
I think he got it.
I think he got it. The spot says he's got it, and they'll get the signal right there. First down.
That was a simply pitch out and just run for that spot right there.
Mr. Official, it's time once again to...
It's 11 seconds after he goes out of bounds. Still time left here in the third quarter for East Jackson to get something done. It's first and 10. Official spots at the 11. So they have that. They have room for a first down before they get to the end zone here.
How about this update? Louisville's quarterback, Lamar Jackson, 8 total touchdowns, 6 passing, 2 rushing in the first half against Charlotte.
Holy smokes. Hand off to Daniel Poole, and he's down near that first down marker again. Nice run for Poole. He's really found some room here in the second half. Battling through what may be a leg injury, at least some soreness there. They'll mark it second down and one as we'll switch ends here. We'll take a 30-second break. Get you to the fourth quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 28-8, Vandercook Lake in front of East Jackson.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, K105.3 Football Frenzy, 28-8, Vandercook Lake in front of East Jackson, but the Trojans knocking on the door once again, and they'll be, what did we say, they're going to put them at the 2-yard line. They got a yard to go for a first down, 2 yards to go for a touchdown, and the offense continues to work well here for East Jackson. You take away the fumble, and all of a sudden, things look maybe different in this tilt, and they got a lot of time still here in the fourth quarter to make something happen for you. Our fourth quarter coverage brought to you by B&G Landscape, Matt. Got mulch?
I knew you were going to say that. I was actually going to say it for you, but you're the star, man.
You don't have any mulch, so you got to get some. Well, yeah. You know, you can steal a Got Mulch line.
You're the star, man. You're the talent.
B&G Landscape will be glad. As a matter of fact, I'm going to set you up again. Fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
Nice job. The handoff goes to Curley, and he'll rumble in from 2 yards out. Touchdown, East Jackson. They're back on the board. It is 14-28. So they get back within 2 scores. And cut it even a bit closer here with a 2-point conversion attempt. K105.3 is WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. 2-point conversion attempt. Blau drops it for a moment, picks it back up. He's still on his feet, loses the ball onto the ground, and that will be dove on. And the conversion attempt fails.
And a 2-point conversion attempt is so good. 11:56 remains in the ball game.
So 4 seconds into the fourth quarter, and we've got a touchdown. Take a 30-second break here in the Football Frenzy. We'll be right back with more fourth quarter action.
Go blue! Go green! Go gold tag flooring sale! Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown! Free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers! Go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Matt wouldn't know what to do with mulch, would he?
Yeah, I just got a text from my wife. That's a shot right there.
She's going hard on you over there.
That's low. That's a low shot right there. I like that, though. That made me laugh.
All right, let's reset here. 11:56 to go, fourth quarter in the game. 28-14, East Jackson now with two touchdowns under their belt. And a couple of pretty impressive drives to get to those scores. And now they just got to stand up on defense and get a stop here against the Vandercook Lake offense, led by Chase Pierce, having a nice night. Torres will kick it off the tee. And he rolls it along the ground. It goes out of bounds.
No touch.
And that's going to be short of the 10-yard distance. So no one could dive on it, but we'll get a yellow flag on the field for that out-of-bounds kickoff.
Deny it? Or I think you decline it and take the ball right where it's at.
And no indication yet.
Long touchdown pass, Western. They still trail Penfield 34-27. That's a shootout. What, but I tell you, Western doesn't have any problems putting points on the board.
I just can't imagine trying to tackle Steel Fortress. The kid is a Steel Fortress. The name is precise. It's accurate. So it is a first down for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks from the East Jackson 49.5-yard line. So they start this possession in East Jackson territory by about an inch. Out of the shotgun, Chase Pierce looking downfield, has a catch.
Nice.
Open man, 15 yards through the air, another 5 yards after the catch. Big first down for Vandercook Lake, opening things up. Logan Lefebvre with the catch.
Nice little pitch and catch right there.
Little yak, as they say. Got himself a couple extra yards after the catch. Caught right in, pretty much in stride. So first down and 10 now for Vandercook Lake from the East Jackson 31. Chase Pierce now will go under center. Three wideouts, two wings in the back.
Oh,
Pierce
nice
keeping it, and
yep.
East Jackson looked a little bit of broken, like a broken play
out
early,
yep,
but
did.
The defense was had penetration, and Pierce had no room to even. He had no room to, what's the word I want? Improvise.
No,
couldn't even do that. Just nowhere to go.
He had no chance.
Second down and a long 12. 28-14, Vandercook Lake in front. Time ticking down. We're now under 11 minutes to go in the game. Pierce runs to the sidelines to get the second down play here.
6:47 left. Homer and Concord tied 20-20.
Gives the pole up the middle, finding some room to the right side. Tackled, not before he gets about 5 yards on the play. Vandercook Lake still finding some running room. East Jackson's got a big play here. They haven't put any points on the board quickly, Matt. It took five minutes for their first drive. You know, they're going to need to have time on the clock if they want to get two scores to get back in this game.
Neither one of these teams are teams that can play from behind, in my opinion, because they're pretty one-dimensional. Vandercook's a little bit more, maybe a little bit more two-dimensional, but.
Runner in motion. The handoff is bobbled and fumbled. And Hamlin has to dive on it. No gain there for the Jayhawks. Substitutions coming from the sideline. Fourth down and 8 yards for Vandercook Lake. So East Jackson, another big play opportunity here. Get the stop and get the ball back. They'll still have to cover quite a bit of ground. And Pierce trying to make it happen. Pulled down from behind. Nice tackle. That is number 75 for the Trojans. Cody Miles pulling Pierce down from behind, slowing him enough that the Trojans can make the tackle and get the turnover and downs for the Jayhawks. East Jackson with the ball back, trailing by 14. 9:11 to go in the game. A lot of time for the Trojans to work some magic here and get back into this contest.
Final score, Marshall 17-7 over Coldwater.
Surprising. Coldwater, very good.
I know.
Greg O'Connor had a lot of good things to say about Coldwater after they dismantled Jackson High last week.
Yeah, and I think Woodlumen is in that league too. I think that's going to be a tough league. That is a tough league. Coldwater,
yeah.
Marshall, Lumen Christie,
year in year out, pretty
Benfield,
good, pretty good league.
Good clubs.
Handoff goes to Curley on first down for the Trojans. He's pulled down. To me, looked like just short of the 35, and that is the spot. Second down and a long four for East Jackson. And they come up to the line. That formation's really worked. You know, they had a couple different formations they were going with. This one's the one they've kind of settled on with those three backs. And the pitch to Poole. He's running to the outside. Turns it upfield. Breaks a tackle. He's got some room. He's in the open field. One guy to beat is Chase Pierce. He'll push him out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Big play, Daniel Poole. Has had himself a huge second half.
He has, and I'll tell you, you watch that. It was great patience because he had Curley out in front blocking, and Curley set that play up with a block, and Poole went right off his shoulder and downfield. Great game, great play. I'll tell you. Punch one in right here. This game is certainly, the momentum has certainly changed.
8:21 to go on the clock. Poole pushed out of bounds, stops the time. East Jackson back on the field with a first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Gives to Curley, and he's finding some room there off tackle, and he's close to another first down for the Trojans. They're going to mark that about the 22-yard line. Second and one. I'm seeing two. I'm going to say second and two. I'm disagree with the PA announcer. Second down and two. They come up to the line. East Jackson ready to go here. Now under 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Time is a factor. Blau pitches to Poole. Runs it in the line. He's got the first down. And then some. He's inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 13.
First down, East Jackson.
And it just starts to, starting to feel like once Poole's got the ball that he's finding some room no matter what. And early on, they went with those bruisers, Curley and Torres, but right now, Poole's been the one who's been able to make the most gain. Sees the field really well when he's running. 7:34 on the clock, first down for East Jackson. Gives up the middle to Torres, and he's tripped up pretty early on, but he's still able to fall forward and get almost to the 10-yard line. Second down and long seven for East Jackson. Knocking on the door once again, looking to make this a game. Week two football frenzy action on K105.3. East Jackson set. Blau takes the snap, and he'll give it to Curley. Curley through the line. He's down, rumbles his way to the 2-yard line before they're able to pull him down. That's another first down for East Jackson. First and goal. They'll move it back closer to the 30-yard line. So first and goal from the 3. East Jackson with some momentum and doing it pretty quickly. Now under 7 minutes to go here in the game. If they put it in here, you start thinking
take a guess
they've got
get
a good
it.
Chance. Ball pitches to Poole, and he stopped short of the goal line. I would have guessed Curley, but I think that's almost a gimme on this play.
I don't think you can stop him. I don't think you can stop him from the 1-yard line. I think a quick hitter.
He falls down.
Yep.
From there, and he's in the end zone. First, second, and goal from the 1. East Jackson. They're set. Time ticking down towards 6 minutes. This give is to Curley. He rumbles into the line. They're signaling touchdown, and it's official. He's into the end zone. And they did hit him immediately, and it wasn't enough to stop momentum.
You're not going
to
stop him. If he had the durability, I honestly think that you could run the ball every time and get a first down after 3 or 4 carries.
Yeah. 28-20 now our score. East Jackson will come out. They haven't attempted an extra point yet. which is odd considering they attempted a 30-yard field goal at one point. But 28-20, they'll go for two on this play. And the pitch is to Curley, and he leans forward. He's in. Two-point conversion is good. 28-22. It's a six-point tilt here at East Jackson High School. We got a game, ladies and gentlemen, with 6:08 on the clock. We'll take a one-minute break, and we're back for the final 6:08 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared. With help from Lester Brothers, they have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Vandercook Lake and East Jackson. Be sure to come out for next week's game with Northwest hosting Hastings. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to Vandercook Lake and East Jackson's football teams.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
6 minutes, 8 seconds on the clock. It's a six-point game. East Jackson kicking off to the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. They were able to shut them down on a short field on the last possession. So now East Jackson lining up for the kickoff. And it is 70... A different kicker. It's picked up there by Hamlin. He can run with the rock. Takes it into the middle of the field, and he's met by a slew of Trojans right about the 35-yard line.
Final score, out-of-town scoreboard, Harper Creek 35-0 over Jackson Northwest.
Six minutes exactly on the clock, Matt. For 6 points separating these two teams, Vandercook Lake. Need some discussion near the sideline. Oh, Chase Pierce getting the play call. You get a football on the field here for the officials.
Looks like Concord and Homer about to go to overtime. LaMarco Lucky interception at the 5-yard line. Stopped the drive with 5 seconds left. It's 20-20. About to go to overtime. Homer Concord.
Right here, first
ball game. We got some good ball games around the area right now. Western and Penfield's a great game. You know, we got a great one here. I'll tell you that.
First and 10. Poe in motion. He'll take the handoff up the middle. A lot of room for Poe. He's got a first down. He actually kind of lost his footing. He might have gone a lot further. Up to the 47-yard line on first down for Poe. And Vandercook Lake's got something working in the early moments of this drive. First and 10, knocking on East Jackson territory. Big play on first down, 5:45 on the clock, ticking away. East Jackson doing a good job battling back here in the second half. Pierce running some moments off the clock, whatever time he can. Now under center. Running back goes in motion. The give is to the up man. It's Hamlin, and he rumbles ahead. He's got himself 8 yards on the carry. Second down, 8 yards. He's into East Jackson territory. Mark it at the 47-yard line. So we'll give him 7 yards on the play. Make it second down at 3. This is time for East Jackson's defense to buck up. Under 5 minutes now to go. They got to get a stop on this one. Chase Pierce under center, having himself a great night. Poe goes into motion. The give is to Poe, and he finds some room again. First down into the second level, and he's pulled down. He gets over the 35, down to about the 33-yard line.
Boy, I tell you, an important Vandercook Lake drive right here.
So far, Chris Poe has gassed the defense.
He has. Say, if East Jackson's just got to dig down here, get a stop, plenty of time.
4:35 now on the clock, 28-22 our score. Vandercook comes out of the huddle. Chase Pierce, Hamlin behind him, Poe to his left, Canencia to his right. Pierce keeps it, and good job by the defense to sniff out that play. Pierce falls forward. He gets about a yard on the play. Second down and 9. Ticking down to 4 minutes on the clock. Time is your enemy now if you're East Jackson.
You know, this has been a pretty entertaining football game.
Yeah, good back and forth.
Good back and forth. It's all two teams that have really been effective running the football.
Second down. Clock continues to run here. Be 3.5 minutes before Vandercook Lake runs a play. Poe in motion. Pierce takes it. Give this to Poe, and he's pulled down immediately. Nice tackle. Kyle Curley, who else? Making the play. 3:22 to go.
Fumble recovery.
They did call fumble, and it's East Jackson football.
Loose ball recovered by the Trojans.
3 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock. 28-22, East Jackson trails by 6. They've got the rock in their own territory. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 33-yard line. They took it downfield pretty quickly on their last possession. I think you don't worry about the clock till it's time to worry about it. I think right now you're just looking to make gains. We had a lot of shuffling. Kyle Curley to the left of field. He's in the open field. Nice. He's got a first down. He's past the 45 to the 48-yard line.
Impressive run.
Kyle Curley showing a little open field speed on that one. A little bit of a juke move there to get to that outside. Only ran 6 minutes off the clock there as they moved the chains. 6 seconds. And now we got a timeout on the field.
Timeout Vandercook.
Vandercook Lake takes timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
Oh, man, we couldn't plan it any better.
Well, obviously, you know that you know that I don't know anything about mulch.
You wouldn't know what to do with it, according to Mrs. Lehman. 3:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout from the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. They lead by 6, but East Jackson's got the ball and driving. Now a good time to mention that we'll be doing this all over again next Friday. Hastings in town to visit the Northwest Mounties. I heard during the commercial break, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center's first 50 hot dogs on the house.
Really?
Yeah. You can get one of those next week.
Why, was it first 70 tonight?
It was 70 tonight.
And
I don't know. Maybe Northwest hot dogs are more expensive. I don't know.
Maybe bigger or something.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Update to come next week. We'll have a hot dog update for you for Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. We're back on the field here at East Jackson. Trojans
with
the score first
update
and 10.
Too. Michigan Center is up 30-6 on Hanover Horton.
Boom. Pitch out to Poole. It's a race to the edge. Turns it upfield. He's got about 4 on the play. Over the 50-yard line, though. Into Vandercook Lake territory. Clock continues to run under 3 minutes now.
Stayed inbound. Second down and 7.
And they mark it just at the 49.5-yard line. East Jackson set. Ball gives to Curley. Runs it into the line. Tries to break loose. He's going to get down near the 45. That's going
to
bring up 3rd and 3 for East Jackson, and the clock continues to tick. Now 2.5. Matt, I guess right now you just want to get the first down, but at what time do you feel like you got to start going to the air? Poole finds some room. Turns up field. We're going to get a holding penalty, it looks like.
We got a helmet off, so this might be on Vandercook. It's hard to say. I see Curley had his helmet off.
We have a first down on the field as the play happened. That's personal foul going against Vandercook Lake.
Yep. Personal foul against Vandercook.
I think I saw someone signal that maybe a face mask. Maybe somebody grabbed Curley's face mask.
Well, his helmet was, it took his helmet off.
Yeah. So that helps out the Trojans. They're going to walk that off from the end of the play.
I think the fact that I think the fact that high school now, how many timeouts? Do we know how many timeouts East Jackson has?
I don't believe they've taken a timeout.
I don't think they've used the TO.
Inside the 20-yard line now for East Jackson with 2:20 on the clock. I think still plenty of time for you to consider. You know, you run some plays on the ground. That's what you've been doing the whole half. It's been working for you. And I mean, as much as we wanted the passing game to be an issue, I guess you got to make them stop the run game at this point. Poole with a big gain there, and you take on another 15 at the end. They pitch it to Poole again, gets to the outside. Now he turns it upfield. He's got a blocker, stays right behind him, and they're getting down to the 15-yard line.
It's getting exciting.
Second down and 5 yards. Coming down on the old two-minute warning. They don't stop it in high school for a commercial, do they? Second down play is a pile of dust there. And Kyle Curley rumbles forward for a couple, bring up third and three. Clock continues to roll here, 1:44. Kyle blouses the sideline, gets back in.
They run him over for a play, and that takes about 20 seconds off the clock. But you know what? They got plenty of time here. And the first down will stop the clock, and they got timeouts. So
big play here for the Trojans. Give us to Poole, and he turns it up the middle. He's going to be close to the first down with forward progress. Still on his feet.
I think they stopped. Yep, they stopped the clock.
See where this spot is. Where that official standing would be a first down. They do signal it.
First down.
East Jackson first and goal from the 9-yard line. Minute 18 to go on the clock here. We've got a barn burner, 28-22. East Jackson looking to get their first win on the young season. They lost 12-6 to Whitmore Lake 6 days ago. Back on the field now with a chance to get a win with 1:04 on the clock and running. Blau under center. Gives to Kyle Curley. He's hit, but he leans forward. He's down near the 5-yard line.
Kyle Curley carries to the 5.
And that's a timeout. 49 seconds. 28-22. Second down and goal from the 5.5-yard line.
Homer scores on the first. They get the ball first in overtime. They score. The extra point's no good. Now Concord gets the ball for their chance in overtime.
Exciting tilts are on the area.
10-yard line. They start this, you know, they still do that. A little bit different than college. Uh-huh. They get 4 shots from the 10. You know, I was in high school. We played Lincoln Elkhona, and it was 0-0 at the end of regulation. And after 5 overtimes, we won 26-20. It was a 5 overtime, wow. 5 overtime game. It was 0-0 at the end of regulation.
The Trojans break the huddle. They're back out on the field. 28-22. They trail by 6:49 seconds. I mean, let's say they punch it in the end zone. The excitement doesn't end because they got to convert something. They haven't kicked an extra point yet, Matt.
That's right.
We may be headed to overtime.
Yeah, they got to score first, though.
That's a big if. They give to Kyle Curley, and he's pulled down, caught the 3-yard line. Still short of the goal line. Third down and goal from the 3, and we'll get another timeout from the East Jackson bench.
Third and goal,
and again, they have that spotted just outside of the 2-yard line. In between the 2 and the 3. Which I'd say if it was a yard closer, I'd say Curley can just lean it in, but at this distance, they've been hitting him hard when he gets into the line right now. 43 seconds on the clock. This has been a tremendous game. East Jackson showing a lot of tenacity to stay in here when they were down 3 scores.
That was
20, earlier in this half.
It was 28-8, and it was really after, you know, they came out and East Jackson has really had a good second half. They came out and scored that opening possession. But Vandercook answered.
Yeah. Trojans ready. Vandercook Lake hustling in at the end of the here and taking their call from the sideline. Trojans set. Blau dives in. QB keeper waiting on signal.
I've seen the
audience. Oh, East Jackson. There it is. Touchdown, East Jackson. We're tied at 28.
Touchdown.
QB keep. Colin Blau dives over the line and into the end zone. We're tied at 28. Conversion can make all the difference here with 37 seconds to go. Big second half for East Jackson. Live in the Cayman 5.3 football frenzy, treated to a classic so far here. Tied at 28 with 37 seconds on the clock. Trojans come out in that same formation. And now we're going to get a timeout by the Jayhawks.
Timeout, Jayhawks.
Tied at 28. East Jackson came out of that, the huddle, ready to go for their two-point conversion.
Absolutely. And I think you go for it. I think, well, you know what I'd do? I'd give it to Curley. I would. I think he's a tough stop for 3 yards. But I think everybody in Vandercook knows it.
And even so, it's still not a given that they stop it. Even if everybody knows they're giving it to Curley, he can still fight through there. 6'6", 285 is the biggest kid on the field every time he goes out there pretty much all year.
Okay, Concord just tied it, and they're going for the win right now. It's 26-26.
Vandercook Lake back out looking for the big stop here on the conversion. 28-28. 37 seconds, so if Vandercook, whether they hold up or not, they've got 37 seconds to win this football game. Blau under center. Same formation we've seen all half for East Jackson. EJ set. There's the snap. Gives to Curley. Rumbles forward. Fighting. He's in. Two-point conversion's good. East Jackson leads 30-28. Kyle Curley absolutely willed that ball into the end zone. He's hit at the two, maybe the three, and carries, guys. Huge play for the East Jackson Trojans on the verge of getting a big win here tonight, 30-28. 37 seconds. Vandercook Lake's got left to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Here on the Kimono 5.3 football frenzy. Both teams lining up here with big stakes. Vandercook quick to get back out on the field, ready to receive, anxious to receive the football. And the East Jackson Trojans with all the momentum in the world right now. Can their defense stand up to what's going to be no doubt a furious attack here in 37 seconds from Vandercook Lake? Poe and Hamlin short. And you got Pierce and LJ Harris deep to receive. Pierce and Harris right around the 20-yard line. And Poe and Hamlin inside the 30. Hamlin takes it in the air. He'll pitch it to Harris. Going around the right side. Gets a couple blocks. He's still on his feet. On the sideline, he's going to go out of bounds. And Vandercook Lake runs about 9 seconds off the clock on that kick return play. 35-yard line. I'm waiting for an official spot, but that's where I saw him go out of bounds opposite of us. Over in front of that Vandercook Lake visiting crowd. He's holding his position right there. So they'll spot it at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for Vandercook Lake, 28 seconds. Down in yardage, probably not going to matter much on this one.
This has been an entertaining game. And I'll tell you,
without a question.
I had a lot of people, even Vandercook people and people from East, you know, East Jackson. Why are you guys doing this game tonight? this has been an entertaining game, and sometimes these games are. You know, this has been one of the better games we've seen.
Yeah,
we've seen a little
because we've been at some games that were out of hand early, and you gotta try to remain focused. But we have no problem here staying focused and watching East Jackson and Daniel Poole have a great second half. We got a couple guys in the conversation now for our Subway Player of the Game. We will give you that info following the end of this tilt. Right now, East Jackson 30, Vandercook Lake 28, 28 seconds left on the clock. Timeout right now, East Jackson. And again, first and 10 for Vandercook Lake from their own 34-yard line. Waiting for the drama to unfold here. 2-point advantage for East Jackson. It was a crossover week last year before they got their first win. They can do it this year in week two.
Concord just got the 2-point conversion and beat Homer in overtime. 28-26. The little brown jug is coming back to Concord.
Out of the shotgun, give it to Pierce. He's keeping it. Runs around the end, out of bounds. 23 seconds left.
Take Pierce out of bounds.
And he went out of bounds near the 40-yard line. They're going to give him all the way up to the 43.
Well, mark at the 43-yard line, second down.
Right back to the line of scrimmage. Pierce takes it from under center, back to pass. Screen pass goes to Hamlin. East Jackson eats him up. Out of bounds? No, they keep the clock running. Big tackle inbounds. 14, 13, 12. And we get a timeout from Vandercook Lake. And Matt, I haven't been counting real closely, but I don't think they have any more left.
I don't believe they do.
12 seconds on the clock. 30-28. Vandercook Lake trails by 2. East Jackson. Defense looking stout thus far. I don't know. I'm in no possession to... position to really question the play calls early for Vandercook Lake, but didn't really take a shot deep on either of these plays.
Well, again, I think, you know, we talked about neither one of these teams are teams that can play from behind and, you know, and from a standpoint of being able to score quickly. They're teams that have to put drives together to move the ball down the field. They're not a one or two play drive teams. They're more of the 7, 8 to 10, 12-yard, you know, 12-play drives because they don't have, they just don't seem right now to have a lot of, you know, weapons in the passing game.
12 seconds left on the clock. 2 points separate these two teams. East Jackson holding on to a slim advantage. But third down and one for Vandercook Lake. Out of the shotgun, Chase Pierce. He's back, looking for some room. L.J. Harris down the right sideline. Lofted the pass. Falls harmlessly to the ground. With 6 seconds to go, we'll have time for one more Vandercook Lake attempt. On the defense for East Jackson, come up a little lame is... can't quite spot the number. 42. Tyler Panther. He stays in the game.
Fourth down.
6 seconds. Final play of this game for Vandercook Lake. Chase Pierce out of the shotgun. Back to pass. He goes with a screen to L.J. Harris. Up the sideline. Goes out of bounds. So we will get... He gets the first down. We will get one more play with 2 seconds left.
First down catch for Vandercook.
Well, now I want to hesitate to say this is the final play of the game. Think they could split that 2 seconds into two plays?
Sure.
I'm going to say no. Vandercook Lake. Last ditch here from the 40, their own 49-yard line. They'll have to go 51 yards to win this game. Vandercook Lake breaks the huddle. Chase Pierce out of the shotgun. 3 wide receivers. He's got time. No real pressure. Now it starts to come. Pierce looking, nobody to go to. He pulls it down to run.
And a lateral, got a lateral.
He's got to do something. He's going to go out of bounds, and that's the game. Time has run out. East Jackson wins this one 30-28.
Great come from behind game. You know, and I'm trying to, I'd have to look. When's the last time East Jackson's won a Cascade Conference game?
I wish I had the number.
When's the last win? Cascade Conference win. Yeah, it's been a couple years.
They didn't get one last year. The year before that, they didn't play football. So it has to be at least 3 years.
Excellent. Excellent comeback. And I'll tell you, you know, I think that was a huge part of this game. They came out in the second half and drove down the field and scored that touchdown. And I think we saw their offense had confidence the whole second half.
Yeah, Coach Trey Kulbaugh made the adjustments in the second half. They came out and they scored. They had the turnover, but then they scored again. They scored and then they scored again. They just they made big plays. They got helped out with a fumble on that last possession to get them into the end zone to tie it, and then the 2-point conversion by Curley gives East Jackson the win tonight, 30-28. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back with your Subway Player of the Game. Again, East Jackson victorious tonight at home, 30-28 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn. Your home for the Big Green Egg and 8 spas under $4,500.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
D-Boy Matt Lehman, I don't know if we can call it a stunning victory, Matt, but certainly exciting. East Jackson 30, Vandercook Lake 28.
That was, you know, they came back from 28-8. So, I mean, it was a rally, you know, and it was a three-score game. And really a team that is not a, you know, they have to come back from that, they had to put drives together. It's not like it was a quick strike 80-yard play. They had to put together, you know, three straight touchdown drives. And, you know, you got to, when you do that, you got to take care of the ball. You can't make penalties. You know, you can't commit penalties. You can't turn the ball over. And they didn't do that. They drove down the field three times and scored. And I think they really got a, you know, started with their opening drive in the second half. They got some rhythm on offense. They got some confidence on offense. And it showed the second half. And then they got made a couple of big defensive plays, got that forced fumble. And made a couple, like I said, made some defensive plays to win it.
Yeah, they figured some things out at halftime.
Yep.
Went with that formation that was working better for them with going with three backs. And Daniel Poole really emerged in the second half and was really gashing that Vander Cook-like defense. Nice. And that really made a difference. Of course, Kyle Curley strong the whole way. And it was a choice between the two of them for player of the game. I think you can't discount Kyle Curley's power. Certainly willed himself into the end zone for that two-point conversion that eventually clinched the win for East Jackson. But additionally, all the efforts that he puts in on defense, too, he really makes makes the other team's offense decide what they're going to do.
We saw specifically some of the long runs that Poole had. Mm-hmm. Curley was out in front blocking.
Right.
And he, you know, you get a big, you know, the one about a 30-yard run he had going down the left sideline. You know, Poole was real patient, kind of running right behind Curley. Mm-hmm. And then Curley blew up a guy in the secondary, and he went for about another 15 yards after that. So, you know, definitely Poole, I'd say Poole would be honorable mention, but I think Curley's our player of the game.
Yeah, Kyle Curley, our Subway player of the game. Man, I went to Subway the other day, and I had ham, I had bacon, and I had pepperoni on the same sandwich, and this girl came in and ordered a veggie delight, which I'm sure she was pleased with. But she did look over at my sandwich and goes, ooh, that looks good. What's that?
Yeah, mine's the Subway Club, man.
Yeah.
With the everything.
Everybody's got a sandwich at Subway. I also like the meatball marinara with pepperoni added to that and some mozzarella cheese. And so anyway, Subway, I'm hungry. Yep. We're going to go get some sandwiches. Kyle Curley's going to have a chance to get a sandwich, too. He's our Subway player of the game on the Friday Football Frenzy. Vander Cook-Lake now falls to 0-2. And never easy going. They'll have to face off against the Addison Panthers at home next week. So it'll be nice to be in the friendly confines of that Vander Cook-Lake football arena, which
Miller.
Is a nice place. The Chuck Miller
Field.
Always a nice place to watch a football game, so we encourage you to take that game in if those are your teams. Meanwhile, East Jackson now 1-1, 1-0 in the Cascades Conference. They got a tough one next week. They head on the road to take on Grass Lake, who looks like they could be among those class teams in the Cascades Conference this year after a win tonight against Napoleon, or at least we assume they were leading heavily. Our next game, next Friday, Hastings. We had to we could see a little different division. We've seen Cascades, and of course, we got to look at Columbia Central. Now we get to head to the north side of town, Northwest, and Hastings next Friday. And I haven't gotten to see a lot of Mountie football games recently, so I'm excited to go to Northwest. I did a little time at that school my sophomore year, so we'll be glad to check them out on the Football Frenzy. Again, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers got a hot dog deal going on.
First,
so you're
going to
want to head out there. That's what I heard.
All right.
That's the rumor anyway. So go check that out. Have a hot dog and enjoy some great football. And head out early so you can catch the K105.3 tailgate, your chance to get qualified for the 2016 brand-new Chevy Cruze lease from Art Main Chevrolet. A couple years driving that sweet little ride. You're gonna enjoy every minute of that. Great gas mileage. And looks cool, too. So that's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. Matt, any final thoughts?
No, I just... it's a big win for big win for East Jackson. I mean, they haven't won a game in the conference in 2 years, and really, it's easy when you have that history of losing. It's easy to roll over and in a game like this, down 28-8, and they just fought back, and it showed a lot. And hopefully, this is a rebuilding year, and they can make a run in the Cascade Conference.
Great way to start the long holiday weekend.
They certainly got a heck of a running game.
Yeah, most certainly, and looks good. Colin Blau is going to be in that backfield, running things as the quarterback for another year after this, and Daniel Poole will be back for that squad too another year. So, the lack of age and veterans experience right now leads to a bright future, it would look like, when you get these younger players that are playing big minutes and big positions. Things trending up for East Jackson. And I don't know, Vandercook like looks like a team that's steps away from putting it together and really finding themselves and being a good competitive team this year.
This is a tough loss.
Tough loss for them. They did a lot of things right tonight, and we look forward to hearing what they do the rest of the year. And, you know, good crew on that sideline. And Trey Kuba and the gang, kudos to them and East Jackson for keeping their guys in the game and giving them the plays and the tools to win one tonight. 30-28, East Jackson wins it. Thanks to Mike Reed back in the studio, pushing the buttons, twisting the knobs. Matt Lehman.
One more. The little brown jug is back in Concord tonight, baby. Concord 28-26 in overtime over Homer.
You are a Homer. Woo! For Concord. You're both of those things. We'll wrap it up here. I'm Steve Boyle. He's Matt Lehman. And we'll talk to you next Friday on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
The High School Game of the Week on K105.3, a production of Jackson Radio Works. This week's game has been brought to you by Trips Auto Shopping Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Columbia School District, Modern Waste, the Village Peddler Gift Shop, Mid-Michigan Entertainment, and Luffy's Pizza. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.